Hebrews chapter 6, part 2. This message by Brother William Marion Branham was delivered in the evening of September 8, 1957, at the Branham Tabernacle in Jeffersonville, Indiana, USA. 希伯来书第六章第二部分。这篇信息是威廉·玛丽安·伯南汉弟兄于1957年9月8日晚上在美国印第安纳州杰弗森威尔的伯南汉堂传讲的。
To study his precious word. I come in a while ago and I was packing two Bibles. And I had a little interview with a lady back here and I told her if I preached out of both of them,or have a pretty good text.
我们来这里是为了学习他宝贵的道。我刚才进来带了两本圣经。我在那后边会见了一位女士。我告诉她如果我用两本圣经讲道就容易找到非常合适的题目。
But this is a Greek lexicon, so, just something I want to read out of this tonight. It's the word for word interpretation from original Greek into English.And it's been a lot of help to me along the line.
这是一本希腊词典，里面有些内容是今天晚上我想读出来的。它是一本是用英文逐字逐句的来解释希腊原文。这词典一直对我有很大的帮助。
And I just wanted to read something out of it because now we're studying in this book of Hebrews, and we're just now coming to the real deep meaning.
我想把其中一部分读出来，因为我们正在学习这本希伯来书，我们将要讲到非常深奥的内容。
And I told Brother Neville a few minutes ago, we're getting into the part where the people scratch their heads and I don't believe that. That's the type we get into. That's where we like it.
几分钟以前，我告诉内维尔弟兄，我们讲到了人们听了会抓耳挠腮，并说我不相信这一点的那一部分。看到没有？那就是我们要讲的内容，那正是我们所喜欢的。
Some minister said to me, said, "Well, I guess there'll be a lot of head scratching." I said, "That's what we want to do."
Amen.
有的传道人对我说：“哼，我猜想一定有许多人会抓耳挠腮的。”我说：“那正是我们想要做的。”
See, the Bible only can have one meaning.It can't have two meanings. And if one part of the Bible says one thing and another part of the Bible says something else, then something's wrong.
圣经只能有一种解释，不可能有两种解释。如果圣经的一部分说的是某种意思，而另一部分说的是另外一种意思，那一定是出了差错，明白吗？
It's got to say the thing all the way through.But remember, in studying the Bible, it's hid from the eyes of the wise and prudent and revealed to babes because it is of a spiritual book.
它必须从头到尾是一致的。但是记住，在查考圣经时，它向聪明通达的人就藏起来，向婴孩就显示出来，因为它是一本属灵的书。
And it's not a Western book, it's an Eastern book.And there's only one thing can interpret it, and that's the Holy Spirit. And I know that each one of us want to say that the Holy Spirit's telling us what we believe in.
圣经不是一本西方的书，它是一本东方的书。只有一位能解释圣经，那就是圣灵。我知道我们每一个人都想这样说，我们所相信的都是圣灵教导我们的。
Well now, if every scripture lines up exactly the same, then that is the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If it doesn't line up and got a gap here and a gap over here, then there's something wrong Amen. with our belief. And oh, it's a marvelous book.
好，如果圣经里的各章各节的意思互相吻合，天衣无缝，那就是出自圣灵。如果在这里或那里有裂缝，那就是我们的信仰出了差错。啊、这真是一本非凡的书。
Now, I want you to do this while we're studying. Now, we got to leave early in the morning for Wyoming, the Lord willing. Pray for us.
我想要你们在查考的时候做一件事。若是主愿意， 今天上午我们要早一点离开去怀俄明州，请为我们祷告。
And this next week, Brother Grim Snelling here, he's present, I heard him just a few minutes ago make this announcement, and this church is in full cooperation with his revival, and we're praying to God to give him an exceeding abundant great revival.
下个星期这里的格里汉斯奈林弟兄他也在这里，几分钟前我听到他做了这个宣布，这个教会是全力支持他的复兴会的，我们求神赐给他一场出人意外的丰盛的大复兴。
Brother Graham held a revival for Brother up here Charleston, Brother Junior Cash, and there was right on 100 converts, I believe, 84 converts. So to that we give God praise. And we trust that it'll have 584 up here at this place here.
格里汉弟兄在这边的查斯顿为朱尼尔卡斯弟兄举办了一场复兴会，接着有100人归向主，我想是有84人归向主，我们为此赞美神，我们期望在这里会有584人归向主。
Brother Graham met me today and he said, now Brother Bill, I'm sure that you understand that I'm not here to start up another work in opposition to the tabernacle because I'm part of the tabernacle.
格里汉弟兄今天见到了我，他说，比尔弟兄，我肯定你能理解的，我在这里不是要开始一个与这个教会对立的事工，因为我也是这个教会的一份子。
He's just here to, he feels upon his heart that he wants to hold a revival and the Lord leading him to do it, and he invites the converts and has a church to pour him right down. Here's a church home if you get converted.
他来这里只是他的心里感到想要举办一场复兴会，主也带领他这么做，他邀请那些归向主的人，对他们说，如果你归向了主，这里有个你可以去的教会。
And it's our duty as Christians to back him up with everything we can. And the Lord bless Brother Grimm. And you're everyone accordingly invited to Brother Grimm's meeting up here with full permission from this church, with the full cooperation to help him in any way we can for the lost souls and for the kingdom of God.
作为基督徒，尽我们的一切能力支持他，是我们的责任。愿主祝福格里汉弟兄，我们诚恳地邀请你们每个人参加格里汉弟兄在这里举办的聚会，我们这个教会是完全允许你们参加的，为了失丧的灵魂和神的国，我们全力的支持并尽一切的可能来帮助他。
Lord bless you, Brother Graham. It'll be a great meeting. You don't know when he's going to close. He's just starting. And so Brother Grimm's had, like myself, many ups and downs. That's the way life runs. It makes you appreciate the ups after you went through the downs.
格里汉弟兄，神祝福你，愿神赐给你一系列伟大的聚会。他还不知道什么时候结束聚会，因为他才刚刚开始。格里汉弟兄和我一样，经历过许多的坎坷。人生的道路正是如此，一旦你经历过人生的最低潮，你就会珍惜你所拥有的。
If a man makes a drop and lays there, he's a coward. I got confidence that a man will rise and try again. That's right. I'm sure you can interpret what I mean. Now, don't forget it this coming week.
如果一个人摔倒了就躺在那里，那他就是个懦夫。我对一个摔倒后又站起来尝试的人有信心。是的，我肯定你能明白我的意思。好，不要忘记，是下个星期。
Now in this book of the Hebrews, we won't take the background tonight. Now next Sunday, the Lord willing, Brother Neville will announce, Brother Cox here, some of them will let him know, if we get any time for next Sunday's meeting, he'll announce it on the radio. Amen.
今天晚上我们查考希伯来书，我们就不讲背景了。下个星期天的聚会，若主愿意，内维尔弟兄将会宣布。在这里考克斯弟兄或者他们中间的某一位会让内维尔弟兄知道我们是否能赶得上下个星期天的聚会，他会通过电台宣布的。
And we're y'all listen to his radio now and invite all your neighbors to listen. I really get joy out of listening to their preaching and singing, the Neville Quartet.
你们都听他的电台节目，也邀请你们所有的邻居听， 我确实喜欢听他们的讲道和唱歌，内维尔四重唱。
I don't say it because he's sitting here. If I said that, didn't mean it in my heart, I'd be a hypocrite. Right. I'd have to repent. But I mean it. Now I'd rather give him a little rosebud now than a whole reef after he's gone. Amen.
我不是因为他坐在这里就这样说。如果我说的不是真心话，那我就是个伪君子了，是的。我就必须悔改。但是我说的是真心话。我情愿现在送他一个小小的玫瑰花芽，而不是在他走了之后送他一个大花圈。
One time I was walking out the door there and there's a lady come by and she said, Brother Branham, oh how I enjoyed that message. I said, thank you. Made me feel good. Somebody else come by and said, Brother Branham, enjoy that message. I said, thank you.
有一次我正出门的时候，有一位女士从那里经过，她说，伯南汉弟兄啊，我真喜欢那信息。我说，谢谢你，那使我感觉很好。另外一个人走了过来，说，伯南汉弟兄，我喜欢那信息。我说，谢谢你。
There's a little preacher there from up here in the north part of the country, in the state. He said, bless God, I don't want people to brag on me like that. I said, I do. And I said, there's just one difference between me and you. I'm honest about it. That's right.
有一个从本国北部来的传道人说，称颂神，我可不想人们那样的吹捧我。我说，我想，你我之间只有一点不同，我是坦诚的。确实如此。
We all like to hear nice words said about us. And I think it's nice to say nice words about it. And if you want somebody to say nice words about you, say some nice words about somebody else. That's the way it is. Then you'll always say the nicest things you can about everybody. And that makes the wheel roll better.
我们都喜欢听到别人对我们的称赞。我认为对其他人说好听的话是很好的。如果你想要别人说你的好话，你就要说别人的好话，与人相处就应该这样。你总是说每个人的好话，这样人与人之间的关系就更加融洽了。
Now, in this next Sunday, the Lord willing, to my opinion, we got just getting deeper and deeper into these great mysteries of God.
下个星期天，根据我的意见，我们要越来越深入地进入神的伟大奥秘，若主愿意的话。
We're going into Melchizedek, who he was, where he come from, where he went, what happened to him, and all about Melchizedek.
我们要讲到麦基洗德，他是谁，他从哪里来，往哪里去，他做了什么，和一切有关麦基洗德的事。
And now, last Wednesday night, Brother Neville hit on the finishing chapter of the Supreme Deity.And the priesthood of our Lord Jesus, which starts out in the beginning, God in sundry times and diverse manners spake to the fathers by the prophets, in this last day has spoken to us through his Son, Christ Jesus.
上个星期三晚上，内维尔弟兄讲解了有关我们主耶稣的至高神性和祭司身份的最后一章。他是这样开始的：神既在古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖，就在末世借着他儿子耶稣基督晓谕我们。
Then he goes on and begins to tell and pattern who he was. Brings him on down to the fifth chapter. At the end of the fifth chapter, then beginning at the sixth chapter, we got this in our lesson this morning. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on to perfection.
他继续讲，一直追溯到耶稣是谁。直到第五章，第五章的结束，然后开始第六章，就是我们今天上午要讲的。所以我们应当离开基督道理的开端，竭力进到完全的地步。
How many enjoy the message on perfection? Let us go on to perfection. That was our message this morning in the sixth chapter of the Hebrews.
有多少人喜欢有关进到完全的信息？让我们进到完全的地步。那是我们今天上午所讲的信息，是在希伯来书第六章里。
Now we're just getting into the place to where we begin to get the real part. All we can all agree upon these things, upon the deity of Christ and Him being the Son of God and how He was with God and God was with Him and He was in God, God in Him and so forth. We all agree upon that. But now from here on, I don't know how we're going to agree.
现在我们开始讲到那深奥的部分。我们都同意这些要点，基督的神性，他是神的儿子，他怎样与神同在，神怎样与他同在，他在神里面，神在他里面等等，我们都同意这些。但从现在开始，我不知道我们的意见是否还会一致。
So whatever it is, every few nights, we're going to give you a chance to write me a little note and tell me what you think about it. Then I'll have to answer questions.
无论怎样，我们每几个晚上就会给你们机会写个纸条给我，告诉我你们的想法，然后我就回答你们的问题。
If I can't get him, I'll say, Brother Neville, what do you think about that? I'll say, there he is, let him answer it.
That's when I read the Greek.
And that's when he's going to read the lesson, hear the Greek. I think it's time for me to also.
如果我回答不了，我就会说，内维尔弟兄，你的看法如何？我会说，他就在这里，让他来回答。那就是他要读希腊文词典的时候，把原著的意思读出来。我想这也是我们该查考原著的时候了。
But now, if we will get down and be real sincere,
Amen,
and really come for one purpose, that's to learn. I want to learn too. And the Bible is written, said it is, the scriptures are of no private interpretation.
现在我们要谦卑的、诚恳的，怀着一个目的而来，就是来学习。我也想学习。经上记着说，圣经没有可随私意解说的。
That means the scripture must interpret scripture. Each scripture must interpret the other. All the way through the Bible to make it one great thing because God can't change because he's the unchangeable God.
也就是说要用经文解释经文，明白吗？经文与经文必须彼此对应，从头到尾连贯在一起，使整本圣经融为一体。因为神是不改变的，因为他是不可改变的神。
Now, therefore leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on to perfection. I like Paul saying those things.Paul never was a person that liked to stay too long in one place. He liked to move on deeper.
所以我们应当离开基督道理的开端，竭力进到完全的地步。我喜欢保罗这样说。保罗从来就不是一个喜欢在一个地方停留太久的人，他喜欢向深处迈进。
One time in the scripture he said, forgetting those things which are in the past.I press towards the mark of the high calling. See, he keeps pressing on.
在圣经里有一次他说，忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，看，他继续向前。
Here he said, now forgetting the principles of the doctrine of Christ, who he was, what he was, let's go on to perfection.
他在这里说，我们应当忘记基督道理的开端，也就是有关他是谁，他是什么样的一个人，这些道理，竭力进到完全的第一步。
Now we want to find out, could we be perfect? And we found out in the scriptures this morning, Matthew 5:28, that Jesus said that we had to be just as perfect as God was, or we wouldn't go in.
首先我们要弄明白，我们能达到完全的地步吗？我们发现在今天上午我们学的经文里还有马太福音5:28，耶稣说我们要像天父一样完全，否则就进不了天国。
Then we found out there was everyone born in sin, shaped in iniquity, come to the world speaking lies. And there was not one sound thing about us. So how can we ever be perfected?
然后我们发现我们中的每一个人都生在罪中，在罪恶里成形，来到世上就说谎，我们中间没有一个人是健全的，因此我们怎么能够完全呢？
Now here's what we find out then, over reading scripture with scripture, that Jesus by one sacrifice perfected forever his church.
这里我们发现，通过经文的对照，耶稣通过一次献祭，使他的教会永远得以完全。
We are then perfect through Christ, and we are free from judgment, through Christ. Amen. We shall never die through Christ. We have lost death and found life through Christ.
我们通过基督得以完全，我们通过基督不被定罪，我们通过基督永远不死，我们通过基督出死入生。
Not through any church, not through any denomination, not through any fantastic, not through speaking with tongues, not through shouting, not through shaking, not through dancing in the spirit, but by grace.
Amen.
不是通过任何教会，不是通过任何教派，也不是通过任何稀奇古怪的言行、讲方言、叫喊、颤抖、跳灵舞，而是通过恩典。
God calls who He will, and it's all by election we find out. We find out that it's not Him that wants to be saved, not Him that willeth, or Him that runneth. It's God that showeth mercy.
神呼召他愿意呼召的人，而且都是通过拣选的。我们发现，不在乎那人要得救，不在乎人的定义，不在乎人的奔跑，只在乎神的怜悯。
And no man can come to Jesus except God draws him first. So what you got to do with it anyhow? You haven't got nothing to do with it. You're out of the picture altogether.
没有人能到耶稣那里，除非神先吸引他。所以你能做什么呢？你做什么也起不了作用，你根本就在局外。
We found out that man never seeks after God. It's God seeking after man. And we found out then that God is the only resource of eternal life. We found out that everything that is eternal has no beginning or no end.
我们发现，人是从来不寻找神的，是神寻找人。我们发现，神是永恒生命的唯一源泉。我们发现，任何永恒的东西都是没有开头、没有结尾的。
Therefore, we find out that hell had a beginning and it has an end. And there's only no one can ever say that hell is forever. Forever, yes, forever, but not eternal.
而我们发现，地狱是有开头的，也是会结束的。没有人可以说地狱是永恒的，地狱是永永远远的。地狱不是永恒的。
Forever is a space of time. The Bible says forever and forever. And you look it up and find out if forever doesn't mean a space of time. Jonah said he was in the belly of the whale forever. And many other scriptures, forever only means a space of time.
永远是指某一段时间。圣经里还有一种说法是永永远远。你可以查看永远是不是指某一段时间的意思。约拿说他永远在大鱼肚腹里。 还有许多其他经文也用永远表示某一段时间。But
eternal, that's forever. That's forever and forever and forever and forever and forever. It's the eternal. And we find out that hell isn't eternal, but it's forever.
但是永恒是永远永远永远永远永远的意思，那才叫永恒。我们发现。 地狱不是永恒的，只是永远的。And
the reason you have to watch those words now, if you don't, you get mixed up. Now remember, just those things which had no beginning has no end.
你要注意查考这些词，否则你就弄糊涂了。记住，只有那没有开头、没有结尾的才叫永恒的。Therefore,
Jesus said, "He that heareth my words, and believeth on him that sent me, has life forever." Does that sound right? No, has eternal life.
因此，耶稣并不是这样说。那听我话又信差我来者的，就有永远的生命。那听起来对吗？不对，而是有永恒的生命。
And the word eternal is God. The word Here it is right here in the Greek lexicon. Zoe, God's life in you. And you're just as eternal as God is eternal. Because you've got God in you.
Amen.
永恒这个词的也就是神的意思。在希腊文词典里叫 Zoe， 就是神的生命在你里面。你像神一样永恒，因为你已经有神在你里面。
Your old nature died, the nature of the world, and you become a new creation. And your desires, that old life that had a beginning when God breathed the breath into your nostrils when you were born, that life of carnal nature died.
Amen.
And it had a beginning and it had an end.And it died and was done away with forever. The old nature. And God came in with a new nature.
你属世的旧性情死了，你成为一个新造的人。你的愿望就是你在生下来的时候，神在你的鼻孔里吹一口气，使你拥有老我生命的愿望。那肉体本能的生命死了，它有开始就有结束，他死了就与旧性情一起永远的消失了，然后神进入我里面，给了我新的性情。
Then love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, peace, patience, meekness, and kindness that entered and taken the place of malice and temper and hatred and immolation, strife, and all those things.
然后仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制，就进到你里面，取代了怨恨、坏脾气、憎恨、斗殴、纷争和一切那样的事。
It took its place when you pass from death unto life. You get it real close now?
Amen.
So listen.There is only one form of eternal life. Find it. That is God alone has eternal life. The Bible said so.
当你出死入生时，这些事就发生了。你现在弄明白了没有？所以注意听，只有一种永恒的生命，去寻求，你就会发现，唯有神拥有永恒的生命。圣经是这样说的。
God alone has eternal life. And if a man's going to suffer in hell forever, he's got to have God, eternal.
只有神拥有永恒的生命。如果一个人在地狱里永永远远的受苦，那他就得像神一样拥有永恒的生命。
But I say that there, I remember, I'm not saying there's not a burning hell. There is a burning hell, fire and brimstone.Where the worm is, the fire isn't quenched and the worm never dies. A fire and brimstone, a punishment.
记住，我不是说没有一个燃烧的地狱，的确有一个燃烧的地狱，有火与硫磺，在那里火是不灭的，虫是不死的，火与硫磺就是惩罚。
It may last for 100 billion years.But it has to have an end. For hell was created for the devil and his angels.
也许那地狱会延续1000亿年，但是必须有一个结束，因为地狱是为魔鬼和他的天使而造的。
And everything that the very God himself, which was in the beginning, everything come off of God.
从一开始，每样东西都是神造的，都是从神而来的。
When the very spirit, let's take the spirit of love, that was the great fountain of God, pure, unadulterated. From that come in a perverted love. Then it come into human love. Then it come into sexual love. Then it come into other loves. Loves and loves, and this keeps perverting down till it becomes to just filth.
当那灵，让我们来谈谈那爱的灵，它就是那神伟大的源泉，纯净、 没有掺杂的，变种出来的就是那不正当的爱，那爱的灵之后就是人类的爱，然后是性爱，接下来是其他的爱，各种各样的爱不断的变质，最后只剩下了污秽的爱。
But all those things had a beginning, and someday it'll wind right straight back to the original. It's eternal. Where lust, human love, passionate love, all those loves will have to cease.
但那些都有个开头，总有一天他要回到那起初的爱，那是永恒的，其余的那些情欲、人类之爱、同情之爱和一切那类的爱都必会结束。
All these make-beliefs of faith will have to cease. There's one true faith. All others will have to cease. They were perverts off of this real fountain.
那一切假信仰都必会结束，只有一种真正的信仰，其他一切都必会结束，他们都是从这真正的源泉变种出去的。
So therefore, hell, suffering is not eternal. Suffering was brought about because of sin. And sin introduced suffering. And when sin is finished, suffering will have to finish too.
因此，地狱、苦难不会是永恒的。苦难是因为罪引起的，罪带来了苦难，当罪结束了，苦难也必会结束。
And there'll be a time where sinners that's never accepted Christ, after they have been punished maybe for 100 billion years, I don't know, maybe for 10 million billion years, I couldn't say, but it'll have to come to an end sometime, because it's not eternal.
到那时，从来没有接受过基督的罪人，也许会被惩罚1000亿年，我不知道，也许是10000亿年，我不能肯定，但是到某一个时间他们都会结束的，因为罪和苦难都不是永恒的。
Now we're going to press on now towards the perfection. Now listen as we get into the message, not laying again the foundation of repentanceFrom dead works and from faith towards God, of the doctrine of baptisms, laying on of hands, resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment.
我们很快要讲到完全。我们讲的时候，请注意听，不必再立根基，就如那懊悔死刑、信靠神、各样洗礼、按手之礼、死人复活，以及永远审判各等教训。
Now listen, we got a picture here now. Now right here's where we'll get some great disagreements. Now you got to see where the picture is. Paul is trying here to separate law from grace.
听着，我们这里有两幅图画，这里也就是会产生很大争论的地方。你必须看清楚这图画，保罗在这里试图把律法与恩典分开。
We've got two pictures, one the carnal, one the spiritual, and Paul's trying to deviate between the two to show the Jews.
我们看到两幅图画，一幅是属肉体的，另一幅是属灵的，保罗想向犹太人写明这两幅图画之间的差别。
This letter is to the Hebrews, and all the Hebrews is trying to show the pattern of the Old Testament type in the New. So you've got two pictures here under consideration.
这封书信是写给希伯来人的，所有的希伯来人都想用旧约来预表新约，因此你要考虑到这两幅图画。
Now listen close as we read. Now I saidLeaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on to perfection.
我们读的时候，请注意听。他说，所以我们要离开基督道理的开端，竭力进到完全的地步。
Now we got that this morning, how that we are perfected. Perfected. Absolutely, spotless and blameless.
Amen.
Not one sin on us.
Amen.
Are you above temptation? Never. Do you sin every day? Yes, sir. But yet we are perfected because we are in Him.
我们今天上午讲到了这点，我们如何得以完全？完全到没有瑕疵，无可责备，甚至我们里面没有一点罪。你超脱诱惑了吗？没有。你每日犯罪吗？是的，先生。但是我们却得以完全，因为我们在他里面。
And God could no more judge us than nothing. He couldn't be righteous. He's already judged us in Him. When He judged Christ, He judged me. He judged you. And He can't judge me again because He took my judgment.
神再也不能给我们定罪，神不能再审判义人，他已经在耶稣里审判了我们。当神审判耶稣的时候，他也审判了我，审判了你。神不会再审判我，因为耶稣承担了我的刑罚。
If I've been redeemed and I got a ticket to show that I've redeemed my watch in the pawn shop, let somebody try to take it back in the pawn shop once. When I've got a ticket, I have redeemed it.
我已经被救赎了。如果我已经从当铺里赎回了我的手表，我就有一张赎票，表明我的手表被赎回了。谁也不能把我的手表再拿回到当铺去，因为我有赎票，我已经赎回了它。
If the devil would try to put punishment on me, I've got a ticket that shows I've been redeemed. Yes, sir. No more judgment.
如果魔鬼试图将惩罚放到我身上，我就必须有一张赎票，证明我已经被赎回了。是的，先生。再也没有审判了。
He that heareth my words, believeth on him and sent me, has eternal life, and shall never come to the judgment, but has passed from death unto life. That's my ticket. He gave the promise.
那听我话，又信差我来者的，就有永生，不会再被定罪了，是已经出死入生了，那就是我的赎票，神。给了这应许。
Now the picture here, not laying again the foundations of repentance from dead works and faith towards God, the doctrine of baptism, laying on of hands, resurrection of the dead, eternal judgment.
这幅图画不必再立根基，就如那懊悔死刑、信靠神、各样洗礼、按手之礼、死人复活。以及永恒审判各等教训。
I remember, did you notice that word used again? We used it this morning, eternal judgment. When God once speaks, it's eternal. It cannot be changed a bit. So the judgment is eternal. It's always the judgment.
记住，你注意到再次使用了那个词吗？就是我们今天上午所讲到的永恒的审判，当神说出来，那就是永恒的，绝不能改变的。所以审判是永恒的，它永远都是审判。
And no matter what generation we're living in, one generation living, one law living, it's forever for whatever time and this and that. But the judgment of God is still eternal. He has to because He spoke the word. When God speaks the word, it has to be eternal.Amen.
不管我们生活在哪个时代，不管是现在这个时代或者下一个时代，无论在哪个时代，神的审判都是永恒的，他必须是永恒的，因为他已经说了，当神说出一句话，那就是永恒的。是的。
Now let me read that out of the Greek for you. Listen how it readsTherefore, leaving the principles of the doctrines of Christ, the atoned one, we should push towards the... Now, I can't read it. blurt out.
让我为你们读出希腊文原意。读的时候请注意听。所以我们要离开基督道理的开端，就是那位赎罪的，我们应该竭力尽道。我读不了，字迹模糊不清。
Not laying again the form, here we are, not laying again the form of reformation from the works causing death. Now this lexicon is absolutely not any interpretation at all. It's just the Greek word for what the English says.
不必再立，注意这里，不必从导致死亡的行为上建立改革的根基。这本词典绝对不带有任何的解释，它只是希腊文的英文直译。
And it said, now we don't want, listen here, see, not laying down foundations of reformation from works causing death. Now if you get that in your mind, that he's speaking here, that forms of reformation causes death.
他说，我们不想，注意这里，不必从导致死亡的行为上建立改革的根基。如果你能把这一点记在脑子里，在这里就是说，那些改革的行为导致了死亡。
Paul said, leaving the principles, go to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith towards God, doctrines of baptism, laying on of hands, resurrection of the dead, eternal judgment.
保罗说，我们要离开基督道理的开端，竭力进到完全的地步，不必再立根基，就如那懊悔死刑、信靠神、各样洗礼、按手之礼、死人复活以及永恒审判各等教训。
Reformation forms causing death was the right words. That's actually what Paul wrote. See what he's trying to do?
改革的行为导致死亡，那是很失宜的话，那正是保罗所写的。看到他试图做什么了吗？
Now all these things like baptisms, one's baptized backward, one forward, one in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, one Jesus' name, one this way and that way. And all these different little things of baptisms.
所有这些事，就像洗礼，有的是向后仰，有的是向前倒，有的是奉父子圣灵的名，有的是奉耶稣的名，有的这么做，有的那么做。光洗礼就有这么多不同的差别。
And of laying on the hands, bless God, I got the gift of laying on the hands, hallelujah. You can do it this way, hallelujah. Laying all of that aside because that's dead works. These reformations, reforming.
还有按手之礼，哦，称颂神，我得到了按手的恩赐，哈利路亚。你可以这样得到它，哈利路亚。把所有这一些都放到一边，因为这些都是死的行为，这些改革或者革新。
See, speaking of another class, I said, let's get away from that and go on to perfection. You get it? And the church is still lingering back in those things.
看，他在说到另外一个层次，他说，让我们离开基督道理的开端，竭力进到完全的地步，你明白了吗？但教会仍然留恋那些事情。
That's what they were trying to do. The early Hebrew church was trying to say, well, I was baptized by immersing and I was, got this and this and all these things. He said, now lay all of that aside, leaving it behind.
那正是教会正在努力做的事情。早期的希伯来教会试图说，我是受浸洗的，还有我做过这样那样的事情，以及其他诸如此类的事情。保罗说，先把这些事情放到一边，不用理他。
But now did he say we shouldn't do it? Now listen what he said about that.
And this will we do, God permit. And the original said the same thing. This we shall do if God will permit us. See? This we shall do if God permit us.
但是他说了我们不应该做那些事吗？听他对这些事是怎么说的？我们必如此行，神若许我们。希腊文原文说的是这样的，神若许我们，我们必如此行。看到没有？神若许我们，我们必如此行。
Baptisms, laying on of hands and things, but that isn't perfect. That's only the carnal reform. And that's where the churches leave off at today, is on that carnal reform.
洗礼、按手之礼之类的事，那些都不是完全的，那只是属血气的改革，那是今天教会应该不再重视的，就是那些属血气的改革。
One of them said, "Oh well, the water, the word baptism means this and it means that, and they set up organizations and one sprinkles the other and pours the other, baptizes face forward, the other and backward, and all those things."
他们中有一个说，嗯，水嘛，洗礼这个词的意思嘛是这样或是那样。他们建立起组织，有的行洒水礼，有的行泼水礼，有的洗礼时脸朝前，有的洗礼时脸朝后，以及诸如此类的事。
Some of them laying on the hands for the sick, and some making apostles, and some making prophets, and so forth. But laying on the hands and preaching the resurrection from the dead, and which is all right, and the supreme deity of Christ. That's all right.
他们有的按手为病人祷告，有的按立使徒，有的案例先知等等，还有传讲死人复活的，那是没有问题的，以及基督至高无上的神性，那也是没有问题的。
But he said all these are formal reformations. We're just been reforming. Now let us go on to perfection. You get the picture?
但是保罗说，所有这些都是形式上的改革。我们只是在改革之中，现在让我们竭力进到完全的地步。你看到这整幅的图画没有？
Now watch. Here's where the deep part comes down. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted of the good word of God, the power of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing that they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh, and put him to an open shame.
现在注意，现在我们讲到了那深奥的部分，论到那些已经蒙了光照，尝过天恩的滋味，又与圣灵有份，并尝过神善道的滋味，觉悟来世全能的人，若是离弃道理，就不能叫他们重新懊悔了，因为他们把神的儿子重钉十字架，明明的羞辱他。
Now I know what you legalists got in your mind right now, but you're wrong. All right, I stand on this, and the Bible confirms it.That if God ever saved a man, he saved for time and eternity. You can't make it say anything else.
我知道你们律法主义者此刻脑子里在想些什么，但是你们错了，明白吗？是的，我坚持这立场，而且圣经也确认这一点，就是如果神拯救了一个人，那么当这个人被拯救的时候，也就永恒的被拯救了。你别无其他解释。
Some fundamentalists come to me not long ago and said, "I got you on one, Preacher Branham. I got you on. You said if a man was saved, he could never be lost." I said, "That's what God said."
有些基要主义者前不久到我这里来说，伯南汉牧师，我抓到你的把柄了，我抓到了。你说过，如果一个人得救了，他就再不会失丧。我说是啊，那是神说的。
He said, "I want to ask you something." Saul was a prophet, and he prophesied, And you know he was God's anointed. The Bible said he was. And he committed suicide and he was lost. I said he was. I said the Bible declares he was saved. After he became an enemy to God, he was still saved. The Bible said he was.
他说，我想问你，扫罗是个先知，他说过预言，你知道他是神所恩膏的，圣经是这么说的，但是他自杀了，他失丧了。我问，他失丧了吗？但是圣经宣布他是得救的，即使他成为神的一个敌人，他仍然是得救的，圣经是这么说的。
And after all, he did not commit suicide. A Philistine killed him, and David killed a Philistine for killing him. He did fall on his sword, his spear, sword, but it didn't kill him. And a Philistine killed him.
实际上，扫罗并没有自杀，是一个亚玛利人杀了他。大卫为此杀了那个亚玛利人。扫罗是伏在他自己的枪上，但他并没有因此而死，不是他自己的枪杀死了他自己，是一个亚玛利人杀了他。
And then when Saul went down to the witch, and she called the spirit of Samuel, because he hadn't entered glory, he was in paradise, under the shed blood of bulls and goats, which couldn't take away sin, but he had to have a waiting place, which is called paradise, until he entered in.
当扫罗去找那个交鬼的妇人，要他招撒母耳时，是因为那时的撒母耳并没有进入荣耀，他是在天堂里，在不能除去罪的公牛和山羊的血的遮掩之下，他不得不在一个叫做天堂的地方等候，一直到他进入荣耀。
That's where you Catholic people got mixed up. See? Now, there is no more paradise now.We go straight into the presence of God.
那正是你们天主教的人搞混淆的地方，明白吗？现在再也没有天堂了，我们直接去到神的面前。
And when the witch of Endor called up the spirit of Samuel, there he stood, and she fell on her face, and she said, "Why did you deceive me?"
那位引多尔的巫婆招来了撒母耳的灵，她的灵出现了，那巫婆。就俯伏在地，并说：“你是扫罗，为什么欺哄我呢？”
And not only was Saul standing there, I mean Samuel, in his prophet robes, he was still a prophet. He said, "Why did you call me out of my rest?" Said, "Seeing that you become an enemy to God."
撒母耳站在那里，他穿着先知的长袍，他仍然是个先知。他说：“你为什么搅扰我，抓我上来呢？”神也与你为敌了。
He said, "Well, the Urim won't speak to me anymore. The prophet can't prophesy to me no more. Neither can I have a dream."
扫罗说，巫灵不再对我说话，先知不再对我说预言，神也不再赐梦给我。
Well, Samuel said, "You become an enemy to God. But tomorrow the battle goes the other way. And you'll die tomorrow, and by this time tomorrow night, you'll be with me." If Saul was lost, so was Samuel. They're both together. Certainly the Bible said so.
撒母耳说，你已经成了神的敌人，明日你必战败，你明日就要死了，明天晚上这时候你就跟我在一起了。如果说扫罗失丧了，那撒母耳岂不也失丧了吗？他们两个是在一起了。当然，圣经是这么说的。
Now you can be all worked up in emotion by speaking in tongues, shouting, jerking, shaking, running up down the aisle. Nothing against that, but you can make yourself believe that you're saved when you're not. You're not saved.
你可以情绪激动地说方言、喊叫、痉挛、颤抖，在过道里跑上跑下，没有谁反对你那么做。你可以让你自己相信你得救了，而事实却相反，你并没有得救。
Your life will prove what you are. Jesus said it would. By their fruits you shall know them. Your life will prove whether you're saved or not if you never open your mouth.
Amen.
It'll prove what you are.
你的生命会证明你是什么。耶稣说，从他们结的果子就可以认出他们。 你的生命证明你是得救了还是没有得救。尽管你从来没有开口说过什么，生命会证明你是什么。
But all this workup and emotion and joining church and I've been baptized in Jesus' name, hallelujah, I know I got it. That doesn't mean nothing. I've been baptized in Father, Son, Holy Ghost, face forward three times, I got it. That means nothing.
所有那些行为，那些激情或者加入教会了，我已经奉耶稣的名受洗了，哈利路亚，我知道我有了圣灵了，那根本不能说明什么。我是奉父子圣灵的名受洗的，受洗的时候脸是朝前的，浸水了三次，我得着圣灵了，那不能说明什么。
Paul said let's go on to perfection now. We're talking about perfected, and if we run this down you'll find out the perfected is the elected. I'll prove it to you in a few minutes.
Amen.
By the Bible.
保罗说让我们竭力进到完全的地步，我们正在说的是得以完全的问题。如果我们一直探讨下去，我们会发现得以完全的人就是蒙拣选的人。我会在几分钟以后用圣经来向你们证明这一点。
It's the elected who God before the foundation world seen every one of them. And he sent Jesus to redeem that people, not the whole world.
神在创世之前就预定了每一个蒙拣选的人，他差派耶稣来救赎这些人，而不是救赎全世界的人。
He wanted to, but he had to make a way for those. And the only way he could do was to send Christ, that he might come the propitiation of our sins, that those who've been elected he could bring to him in glory.
他愿意救赎所有的人，但并不是所有的人愿意得救。因此，神要为那些蒙拣选的人预备一条出路。而他能够做的唯一的办法就是差派基督成为我们的赎罪祭，以便他能把那些蒙拣选的人带到荣耀的神那里去。
Could you imagine God running his office so loosely as to say, well, maybe somebody will think real sad about me, maybe they'll come and get saved. God don't have to beg you to do nothing. Any begging, you need to do the begging. Not God.
你能想象神会那么随便地行使他的职分吗？例如他说也许有人会非常的同情我，也许这样他们就会来得拯救。神绝不需要祈求你做什么，绝不会祈求你，而是你需要祈求神，不是神求你。
And then Christ died to save those who God by foreknowledge elected to meet him yonder without spot or wrinkle before the foundation of the world he's seen you in glory. That's what the Bible said.Ephesians, the first chapter, fifth chapter, the first verse.
然后，基督为了拯救神，借着预定所拣选的那些人而受死，使他们能毫无瑕疵的在那边与神相会。在创世之前，他已在荣耀中看到了你，这是圣经说的，在以弗所书的第一章的第五节。
God predestinated.By foreknowledge. Now, if God did that, predestinated us before the foundation of the world, and knew every one of us by name before the foundation of the world, and elected us to eternal life, and sent Jesus Christ to redeem us, that 6,000 years ago He saw us, that we might appear to His praises and glory, how can you ever be lost?
神借着预知而预定了，既然神做了那些事，在创立世界以前就知道我们每一个人的名字，并且拣选了我们得永生，又派耶稣基督来救赎我们，他在6000年前就看到了我们会出现在赞美他的荣耀里，那么你怎么可能还会失丧呢？
Now if you're saved, you're saved.If God saves you tonight knowing He's going to lose you 10 years from today, He's defeating His own purpose. The infinite, almighty, eternal, everlasting wisdom God doesn't know enough then to know that whether you will hold out or whether you won't.
如果你得救了，你就是得救的。如果神在今天晚上拯救了你，又知道他要在10年后失去你，那么他就使他自己的计划落空了。无限的、全能的、永恒的、睿智的神，岂不知道你是否会坚持到底吗？
Then when he saves you, and say, well, I'll give him a trial and see what he do, then he does not know the end from the beginning.
Amen.
如果从一开始神并不知道末了的事，那么当他拯救你的时候，你可以这么说，好吧，我让他试试，我要看看他会做些什么。
God knows what he's doing. Don't you ever worry about that.
Amen.
It's you and I stumbling along.
Amen.
God knows what he's doing. And he knew whether we'd hold out or what we would do.
但神知道他在做什么，你永远不用担心这一点，是你我会发生困惑。神知道他在做什么，而且他知道我们是否会坚持到底，或者我们会怎么样。
Now the Bible said that Esau and Jacob, before either child was born, God said, I love one and hate the other one. Before they even breathed their first breath, that his election might stand true.
圣经说，在以扫和雅各还没有出生之前，神就说，我爱这一个，恨那一个。这是他们在第一次呼吸之前的时候，神的拣选早已经定了。
Who was Abraham? We'll get to him in a few minutes down here. Who was he that God should call? Save him without anything.
谁是亚伯拉罕？过一会我们要讲到他。接下来就是，神要呼召的是谁呢？神拯救他是没有条件的。
God makes a covenant, man breaks his covenant, but God made this covenant with himself and swore to it to himself. Man has nothing to do with it. It's God's own foreknowledge. He done it anyhow.
神与人立了一个约，是人违背了那个约，但是神与自己立了这个约，并指着他自己起了誓。人对这个约没有任何的贡献，是神靠自己的预知而立的。无论如何，神履行了。
Now you say, well, Brother Branham, then if I become a Christian, I can just do anything you want to. Absolutely. If you're a Christian, do anything you want to, and I'll guarantee you won't have any desire to do wrong.
Amen.
你说，好的，布拉汉弟兄，如果我成了基督徒，我能做任何我想做的事情吗？绝对难。如果你是一个基督徒，你可以做任何你想做的事，我可以保证，你不会有做任何错事的欲望。
You do anything? I've always did just what I wanted to. And if I serve the Lord because I'm afraid I'm going to hell, I'm not serving him right. If I live true to my wife because I'm afraid she'll divorce me, I'm not a very good husband.
你做任何事，我总是做我想做的事。如果我服侍神，是因为我害怕下地狱，那么我就不是以正确的态度来服侍他。如果我忠实于我的妻子，只是因为害怕他跟我离婚，那我就不是一个很好的丈夫。
But I wouldn't hurt her for nothing, for I love her. That's how it is with Christ. When a man is born of the Spirit of God, not because he shouted, spoke in tongues or some emotion, but in his heart, love come in and taken the place of the world.
因为我爱他，我就不会因任何事情伤害他。当一个人从神的灵重生时，他与基督的关系也是如此，不是因为他喊叫、说方言或者情绪化，而是因爱临到了他的身里，取代了俗世的东西。
I tell you, he loves him. He walks by him every day.
Amen.
You don't have to tell him it's wrong to do this or that or the other. He knows it's wrong, and he walks. He's an ordained product of God's sovereign grace.
Amen.
Exactly.
我告诉你，若那人爱神，他每天与神同行，你就不用告诉他啊，做这个事、做那件事或者某某事是错误的。他知道那是错的，他继续前行。他是神至高无上的恩典所预定的，确实如此。
For it is impossible for those which were once enlightened made partakers of the heavenly calling. Now we sometimes believe that that was a man who once was enlightened.And fell away again. But the Bible doesn't read it that way.
论到那些已经蒙了光照，尝过天恩的滋味，又与圣灵有份，我们有时候认为，有些蒙了光照的人又离弃道理了，但是圣经不是那个意思。
It's absolutely impossible for a man, he says here, that has received the Holy Spirit to ever fall away. I'll read it and find out that isn't right. Watch here. Take the text, the whole text and the context rather.
圣经在这里说的是，那些已经领受了圣灵的人是绝对不可能离弃道理的。现在我们读一读，看看是不是那样。注意这里，看看这整段的经文，这上下文。
Now he's beginning to talk about what is it? Let's go on to perfection. Now I said not carnal laying the foundation here of doctrines and baptism and reformations and so forth. Let's not do that. Let's go on to perfection.
保罗开始说到要点，说什么呢？让我们竭力进到完全的地步。注意，他说不要凭血气，不要再立根基，就如那懊悔死刑、信靠神、各样洗礼等教训，让我们不要做那些，让我们进到完全的地步。
The subject is perfection, and perfection comes by Christ. And how do we get in Christ? But join the church by one spirit. We're all baptized into one body.
主题是完全，而完全来自基督。我们怎样才能进入基督呢？靠加入教会吗？不，从一位圣灵受洗成了一个身体。
Not by one tongue talked in, one hand shook in, one water baptized in, but by one spirit we are baptized into one body. You get it? That's the perfection.
不是靠说方言、靠握手、靠水的洗礼而成为一个身体，乃是要从一位圣灵受洗进入这个身体。你明白了吗？那就是完全。
And when you come into that, you are in Christ. And the world is dead to you. And you walk with the Lamb each day. And your steps are ordained of God. What to do?
当你进入了那个身体，你就在基督里面，世界对于你来说已经死了，你每天与羔羊同行，你的脚步被耶和华立定，知道要做什么。
All the trials and testings that we go through. You say, do you have testings? Yes, sir. What is grace is what God did for me. Works is what I do for God.
啊，我们经历了各种试炼。你说，你有过试炼吗？是的，先生。什么是？恩典是神为我所做的，行为是我对神所做的。
Now they make a doctrine out of it. They think it works is what wins your merits. If it is, it is a free gift.
人们会从这里制造出一个教义来，他们认为是靠行为累积功德的。如果是这样，那么恩典就不是免费的了。
Grace is what God did for you. By grace you're saved.And works is what you do in appreciation of the grace that he showed to you. And if you love him, you like to do the works of the Lord. Certainly. Because then you love him.
恩典是神为你所做的。你靠着恩典而得救。你用行为来报答神给予你的恩典。如果你爱神，你肯定喜欢做主的工，因为你爱上了他。
Accepting Mittie Broy as my wife was what love done for her. What she does in appreciation, she's a nice woman, stays home, takes care of the children, and lives a good, true life. That's not because we're not married. We are married. But she does that in appreciations.
接受美达布罗伊为我的妻子，是爱促使我这样做的。她怎样来表达她的感激呢？她是一个很好的女人，待在家里照顾孩子们，过着一个善良忠诚的生活。她这样做不是因为我们已结了婚，她这样做是出于感激。
If she run downtown every day and tuck in every 10-cent store and up and down the streets and never wash the dishes or anything else, we are still married. Absolutely.
如果她每天进城，逛每一家廉价的商店，在街上游荡，从来不洗碗，不做家务，我们仍然是已婚的夫妻，绝对是的。
When I took my vow, that settles it. She's my wife as long as there's life in us. She's my wife. That's her vow. But what appreciation she does for that, she stays home and takes care of the children and tries to be a real wife.
因为我在读婚事的时候，这一点就注定了，她是我的妻子，只要我们还有生命气息，她就是我的妻子，那也是她的婚事。但她出于感激，就待在家里照顾孩子们，努力做一个名副其实的妻子。
I could run out and be gone all the time, just getting about over the country, and let her half starve or anything. Let the children go without something to eat. We're still married. If she even divorces me, I'm still married. As long as there's life in my body, I took that vow till death we separate. That's right. We're still married.
我也可以老是出门在外，到处乱跑，让她在家里饿得半死不活。让孩子们饿着肚子，我们仍然是已婚的夫妻。即使他跟我离婚，只要我还有生命气息，我仍然是一个已婚的人。我起了那婚事，一直到死永不分开。是的，我们仍然是已婚的夫妻。
But yet I make a poor excuse of a husband. She'd make a poor excuse as a wife. So if we love one another, we stick together and pull the load together.That's the way God in His church is.
若真是那样，我就是一个不称职的丈夫，她也是一个不称职的妻子了。如果我们彼此相爱，我们就同甘共苦，一起来拉动生活的重担。神和他的教会的关系也是如此。
When you're born in the kingdom of God, you'll have your ups and downs. True, but you're still a Christian. You're still born to the Spirit of God. God may have to take you out of the earth early.
当你重生进入神的国时，你虽然会跌倒起伏不定，是的，但是你仍然是个基督徒，你仍旧是从神的灵生的，神可能会把你从这个地上早些取走。
It's impossible for those which were once enlightened and have tasted the heavenly gift to ever fall away to renew themselves again unto repentance.
论到那些已经蒙了光照尝过天恩的滋味，又与圣灵有份的人，若是离弃道理，就不能叫他们重新懊悔了。
I know where you're thinking about the church. Let me take you one that's a little stronger, so the legalistic side can be really shut out. Let's go over to Hebrews the 10th chapter and look at this just for a little bit.
教会，我知道你们在想什么，让我。给你们一个更强的例子，使律法主义者无话可说。让我们翻到希伯来书第十章，来读一小段经节。
10 chapter 26 verse. For if we sin willfully, after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin, but a certain fearful looking of the judgment, and for indignation which shall devour the adversary.
第十章第二十六节。因为我们得知真道以后，若故意犯罪，赎罪的祭就没有了，唯有占据等候审判和那烧灭众敌人的烈火。
He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses, of how much more sore punishment those supposed, though worthy, who has trod underfoot the Son of God and has counted the bloodOf the covenant where is a sanctified and unholy thing and done despite to the works of grace.
人干犯摩西的律法，凭两三个见证人，尚且不得怜悯而死，何况人见他神的儿子，将那使他成圣之约的血当作平常，又亵慢施恩的圣灵，你们想，他要受的刑罚该怎样加重呢？
I say, what about that, Brother Branham? How does that look?I just read and I think the scripture doesn't say that. That's not talking about a Christian. That's talking about a man that heard the word and turned away from it.
你说，伯纳汉提兄，那又怎么解释呢？你怎么来理解他呢？我们刚刚读了，我想圣经不是那个意思，那不是指基督徒，而是指某个人听见了神的道而有离弃的。
See, for if we sin, what is sin?Unbelief. If we disbelieve willfully, After the gospel's been preached to us, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin. What is sin? Unbelief.
明白吗？如果我们犯罪，什么是罪？就是不信。如果我们在福音已经对我们传讲之后又故意的怀疑，赎罪的祭就再也没有了。什么是罪？罪就是不信。
Read St. John the fourth chapter. Jesus said, He that believeth not is condemned already. Sin is not smoking, drinking, committing adultery. You do that because you're an unbeliever. That's just the attributes. You do that because you're an unbeliever.
读约翰福音第四章，耶稣说，不信的人罪已经定了。罪不是抽烟喝酒奸淫，你做那些事是因为你不信，那些事是罪的属性。你做那些事，因为你是个不信者。
Just to quit smoking, quit drinking, and so forth like that, that doesn't mean you're Christian. That's just the attributes of your conversion. But you can do either side and still not be.
戒烟、戒酒之类的事，并不能说明你是一个基督徒，那只是你改变了属性，你可能做到那一切，但仍然不是个基督徒。
Now, notice, he that disbelieves willfully, after he, not after he received Christ in his heart, the Bible doesn't say that. Said he that, if we sin willfully, disbelieve willfully, after we have received the knowledge of the truth. Get it?Wasn't talking to a Christian at all.
现在注意，那故意不信的人，并不是那在心里接受了基督之后的人。圣经并没有那么说，而是说我们得知真道以后，若故意犯罪，就是故意不信。之后，我们得知真道以后，明白了吗？这根本不是对基督徒说的。
Some woman came to me not long ago and said, Brother Branham.I'm a Christian, but I blaspheme the Holy Ghost. I said, it's impossible. A Christian could not blaspheme the Holy Ghost. You can't do it.
前不久，有些妇女来到我这里说，伯南汉弟兄，我是个基督徒，但是我亵渎了圣灵。我说，那不可能。一个基督徒不可能亵渎圣灵，你不可能那么做。
A Christian spirit bears record with Christ's spirit. See?And you call everything of God, God's. But if you're carnal-minded, you'll make fun and laugh at the Holy Ghost. I don't care how much you go to church, you're still a sinner and you're blaspheming the Holy Ghost.
一个基督徒的灵是为基督的灵做见证的，明白吗？你称属于神的一切为属神的。如果你是属血气的，你就会取笑和嘲笑圣灵。我不管你上多少次教会，你仍然是个罪人。你在亵渎圣灵。
When they seen Jesus discerning your thoughts, they said he was a fortune teller. Jesus said, I forgive you for that, but when the Holy Ghost has come, you speak a word against it, it'll never be forgiven you.
当他们看到耶稣辨别他们的心思意念时，就说他是个算命的。耶稣说，我会原谅你们这一点，但当圣灵来的时候，你若说话干犯他，你就永不得赦免。
Because they said he has an unclean spirit. Calling the spirit of God an unclean thing. A Christian can't do that. A Christian will always call the spirit of God righteousness. See? A Christian cannot blaspheme the Holy Ghost. It's the outsider that blasphemes.
因为他们说他有邪灵，称神的灵为邪灵。一个基督徒不可能那么做。一个基督徒永远称神的灵为公义的灵。看。一个基督徒不可能亵渎圣灵，只有非信徒才亵渎圣灵。
That wasn't Christians standing there, it was religious people. It was Orthodox Jews, doctors of divinity and so forth. And they were making fun of him and his works. Calling the works of God that it was an unclean spirit doing it.
那些站在那里的不是基督徒，是那些虔诚的人，那些正统的犹太人、神学博士等等。他们取笑耶稣和他所做的事，他们称神所做的事是邪灵所做的。
And how many of you think today blasphemes the Holy Ghost that's got DDD PhD on their name? How many great stiff Orthodox, Catholics, Protestants walk the street and make fun of the operation of the Holy Ghost? Just as polished scholars and slick as a button. Right?
你们认为今天有多少挂着博士头衔的人亵渎了圣灵？有多少大名鼎鼎的正统的天主教徒、新教徒走在街上取笑圣灵的运行？他们衣冠楚楚，学识渊博，是的。
But they make fun of the Holy Ghost, and therefore they blaspheme it. But a born-again Christian cannot do that. He'll say, "That's my brother. That's the Spirit of the Living God." Right? A Christian cannot blaspheme the Holy Ghost.
但是他们取笑圣灵，因此他们在亵渎圣灵。但一个重生的基督徒是不可能那么做的，他会说，那是我的弟兄，那是永生神的灵，那就对了。一个基督徒不可能亵渎圣灵。
It's a sinner that blasphemes the Holy Ghost. The unbeliever, the sinner, an unbeliever. There's only two things. Either you are a believer or an unbeliever.
亵渎圣灵的是罪人，是不信者，罪人，不信者。只有两种可能，你要么是个信徒，要么是个不信之徒。
Now, notice here, to make this real wound up now, I had a vision that's always bothered me. Years ago I used to look at that, I said, oh, if a man once received the Holy Spirit then, and then would backslide, he'd be lost forever. I couldn't get this other to make sense with that.
注意这里，一定要把这点弄清楚。我有过一个意象，使我感到不安。几年前我经常在思考这节经文。我说啊，如果一个人领受了圣灵，然后又再堕落的话，他就永远的失丧了。我无法把这个想法与圣经里的其他教导联系起来。
I said, then why is it that the Bible said that he that heareth my words and believeth on him that sent me has eternal life, eternal, and shall never come to the judgment, but is passed from death into life?
我想，那么为什么圣经说，那听我话又信差我来者的，就有永生，就不被定罪，是出死入生了呢？
All the Father has given me will come to me, and none of them's lost. I'll raise them up the last days. No man can pluck them from my hand. How does that divvy up with this? I just couldn't understand it. It's impossible for those who were once enlightened. I thought there's something wrong.I just can't get it.
凡父所赐给我的人必到我这里来，到我这里来的我总不丢弃他，到末日我要叫他们复活，谁也不能从我手里把他们夺走。这句话与他怎么联系起来呢？我弄不明白。论到那些已经蒙了光照，我想一定是有什么东西出了差错，我真是搞不懂。
And I went to a little Pentecostal meeting years ago. There's not a one left in the church, I guess, tonight that remembers. Years ago, this was even just about time the tabernacle was built. This would be Brother Graham back there. Or somebody, I don't know if you shared first or not, but it's Brother Mahoney, I think, was, yeah. Just before I was married.
许多年前，我去参加过一个五旬节教派的聚会。我猜想，在这个教会里，今天晚上可能没有一个人还记得那事。那是我们在这个教堂开始筹建的时候，除非坐在后面的格里汉弟兄或什么人还记得。弟兄们，我不知道你们是不是最早在这里的。马哈尼弟兄，我想他在。是的，那是在我结婚之前的事。
That gift to working, I was afraid. They told me it was of the devil. I didn't know till the angel of the Lord told me. I went up to Mishawaka. And I was sitting in that meeting and I never heard so much shouting and crying and praising God. I thought, brother, this is heaven.
当时那个能看到异象的恩赐的运行使我感到害怕。他们告诉我那是出于魔鬼的，直到主的天使告诉我，我才知道实情。后来我去了密萨瓦卡参加了那场聚会。我从来没有听到过那样喊叫哭泣和赞美神的。我想弟兄，这就是天堂吧。
And all how they would go up and down, they had to have it in an ortho-mechanical segregation. The colored and white were together, the PFW and the PFJC. that really emerged and become the United Pentecostal. Well, what a revival they were having there at Brother Rao's Tabernacle at Mishawaka.
还有，哦，他们是如何一个人说方言，一个人翻方言？他们不得不在北方举行那种聚会，考虑到种族隔离问题，黑人和白人在一起，世界五旬节同盟会和耶稣基督五旬节同盟会已经兴起，并且组成了联合五旬节教会。在米萨瓦卡的罗弟兄的教堂里，他们举行了多么盛大的复兴会啊。
And I, a little curious fellow sitting on the back seat was watching all of this. I've never seen these things before. There's a man sitting here, I've never told this in public before.
我因为好奇就坐在后排的座位上观察着那一切，我以前从来没有见过那些事。有一个人坐在这边，我从前没有公开的讲过这件事。
There's a man sitting on one side and a man on the other, and one spoke in tongues, the other interpreted. And they would tell different things that's going to take place. Then this is speaking tongues and that would interpret.
有一个人坐在这边，另外一个人坐在那边，一个人讲方言，另外一个人翻方言。他们说出各样要发生的事。当时这个说了方言，那个就翻译方言。
I thought, my, isn't that wonderful? I thought how glorious. There must be angels come down in the form of man.
我想啊，这实在是太好了。我想这是多么荣耀啊，他们一定是天使以人的样式出现了。
Well, I only had $1.75 to come home on, and I just could get a tank of gas. I slept in a cornfield that night. I've got part of a book, but not all of it, because I didn't want to hurt the feelings.
我当时只有1.75块，留着回家的路上加油的。那天晚上我睡在玉米地里。我在一本书里讲述了那故事的一部分，但不是全部，因为我不想伤害他们的感受。
And so, that night they said all preachers come to the platform. I was on the platform as the youngest preacher there then. So the next morning they asked me to come to preach. I hid, you know, the colored man said, here he is. You remember the story of it. When he exposed me sitting there.
那天晚上他们说，所有的传道人请上台来。我上了台，我是当时最年轻的传道人。第二天上午他们请我讲道，我躲了起来。你们知道那黑人说他在这里，你们记得那个故事吧，他揭露了我坐在那里。
And so after preaching that day, walking around, I thought if I could only get to those two men, they led the meeting. One would raise and turn white in the face, he'd speak in tongues, and the other would interpret it and give the words.
那天我讲道了以后边走边想，如果我能接近带领聚会的那两个人就好了。他们之中一个人站起来脸色苍白讲方言，另外一个人就翻译说，
Thus saith the Lord, there's a certain person here by the name of certain that should do this, and certain brother was the truth. And the other rise and speak in tongues, and he would interpret. I thought, oh my, isn't this wonderful?
主如此说，这里有某某人，名字叫做某某，会做某某事情。弟兄，那是真的。当一个站起来讲方言时，另外一个就翻译出来。我想，哦，这是多么奇妙啊。
So that day, I thought, I went out and prayed, and I thought, Lord, you do that for me again. I didn't know what to call it. Visions. I went out and prayed and asked the Lord to help me.
因此，那天我就到外面去祷告。我想，主啊，求你再一次为我做那件事。我当时不知道怎么称呼他，就是见到异象的事。我到外面去祷告，求主帮助我。
I went around the building and I happened to run into one of them. And I, the Lord gave me a way of knowing things. I shook his hand. I said, how do you do? He said, how do you do? What's your name? And I said, Branham. Oh, he said, you're the young fellow that preached this morning. I said, yes, sir.
我绕着那建筑物走的时候，偶然遇见了他们两个人中间的一个。主赐给我一种能洞察事情真相的方法，我就握住那人的手说，你好吗？他说，你好，你姓什么？我说，姓伯纳汉。他说，哦，你就是今天上午讲到的那个年轻人。我说，是的，先生。
While I got a conversation with him, I caught his spirit. And he was a genuine Christian. Just a pure Christian, brother. I mean, he was a believer. I thought, oh, isn't this wonderful?
当我与他交谈的时候，我抓住了他的灵， 他是一个真正的基督徒，一个纯洁的基督徒弟兄。我的意思是说，他是一个信徒。我想，哦，这真是太好了。
And about an hour from then, out there near the car, which is looking on a great big car, had Jesus only wrote on the back of it, and standing out there stood the other man. And I went out and I said, "How do you do, sir?" He said, "How do you do?" Said, "You're Brother Branham that spoke this morning." I said, "Yes, sir, I am."
在那之后一个小时左右，我看见了一部大型的豪华汽车停在附近，车尾部写着“唯有耶稣”这几个字，车旁边站着另外的那一个人。我走过去说：“先生你好吗？”他说：“你好，你是今天上午讲到的伯南汉弟兄。”我说：“是的，先生，我是。”
I said, "Say, I enjoy them great gift of God that works in you two brethren." He said, "Thank you, Mr. Branham." And I begin to feel his spirit, a vision come. And if I ever talked to a hypocrite, there was one of them.
我说，我很欣赏神在你们二位弟兄里面运行的伟大恩赐。他说，谢谢你，伯南汉先生。我开始接触到他的灵，这是一个异象临到了我。如果说我曾经跟某个假冒为善者谈过话，他就是其中之一。
His wife was a black-headed woman. He was living with a blonde-headed woman. Had two children by her. He was no more Christian than nothing in the world. Then I said, "What have I got into?" I thought it was an angel, so now I must be in demons. Something's happened.
他的妻子是一个黑头发的女人，可他正跟一个金发女人同居，而且跟那个金发女人生了两个孩子。他根本不是个基督徒，比世人还不如。当时我想，我究竟遇到了什么呀？我原以为我是在天使中，现在我一定是跟魔鬼在一起了。有什么事发生了？
Here was one a genuine Christian, and the same spirit falling on this man was falling on this man. I said, "Now I'm all confused. I didn't know what to do. I cried and prayed to the Lord. I didn't know what to accept."
这里一个是真正的基督徒，同样的圣灵临到了那个人，也临到了这个人。我说，我完全被弄糊涂了，我不知道该做什么，我对主哭求着，我不知道该接受什么。
They're about to get me to ask me if I'd receive the Holy Ghost this guy then. I said, "No, sir, not the way you got it." Said, "Did you ever speak with tongues?" I said, "No, sir." Said, "Then you haven't got it."
他们都准备好要问我是否接受了圣灵，这一位已经问了我。我说没有，先生，没有像你那样领受圣灵。他问你说过方言吗？我说没有，先生。他说那么你就还没有领受圣灵。
So I said, "You're probably right, my brother. Maybe I haven't, because I don't have what you have." After a while, I was glad I didn't.
于是我说，你也许是对的，弟兄。可能我还没有领受圣灵，因为我没有拥有你所拥有的。后来，我为我没有拥有他所拥有的那些东西而感到欣慰。
So then I watched that and I seen the way that was moving. So one day I was out here praying long ago. I tell you why, who I was praying for was Roy Davis. Now I was out here praying because he called me a puppet. And I was praying for God to forgive him for it.
我注视着那异象，我看见他在移动。很久以前在这里，有一天我在外面祷告，我告诉你为什么。我在为谁祷告？是为罗伊·戴维斯弟兄祷告。我在外面祷告，因为他曾经叫我木偶，我求神赦免他。
And he had a press back there, wrote a paper, and that press caught a fire and burnt down a couple nights after that while they were running it.
他有一间印刷厂，是印报纸的。两天之后，当他们在印刷时，印刷厂起火并烧毁了。
And so I was standing back there in an old cave behind Green's Mill.I walked out there and I was praying, been back there 2 days. I laid my Bible down on an old log where I showed Brother Woods not long ago.
我站在格林莫方的一个山洞里面，我从那里走了出来。我已经在那里面祷告了两天。我把我的圣经摆在一根旧原木上。前不久，我指给伍德弟兄看了那个地方。
Laid my Bible down there, set a straddle log, and the wind blowed. I thought, been so long back in that cave, I just read a little.So I took all the Bible and began to read, and this was the chapter it was on.
我把圣经放在那里，我就跨坐在原木上。那时正刮着风，我想我在洞里这么长时间了，我要读一段圣经。于是我就拿起了圣经，开始读。我当时读的就是这一章。
Well, I began to read, and I began to wonder then. See? For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened, made partakers of the Holy Spirit, taste of the good word of God in the world to come, if they shall fall away to renew themselves to repentance, seeing that they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame.
我一边读，一边想着这奇怪的事。论到那些已经蒙了光照，尝过天恩的滋味，又与圣灵有份，并尝过神善道的滋味，觉悟来世全能的人，若是离弃道理，就不能叫他们重新懊悔了，因为他们把神的儿子重钉十字架，明明地羞辱他。
There's that scripture, but something hung with me. Then I begin to think, here's where he talked back here in the beginning, not laying the dead foundation of repentance at the beginning.
我想，那就是这段经文了。但是有某种东西在我心里面萦绕着，我开始想，在这里他一开始说的是不必再立根基，就如那懊悔死刑。
Not laying the foundation of repentance, and here he says, renewing themselves back to repentance, but let's go on to perfection, laying these things in the back. Then I started reading. Then I read the next verse.
不必再立根基，就如那懊悔死刑。可这里他又说，不能叫他们重新懊悔，而是要竭力尽到完全的地步，把那些事先放到一边。我继续读。读到了下面的经节。
For the earth which drinketh in the rain that cometh off upon it, and bringeth forth herbs meet for them by whom it is dressed, receiveth blessings from God. But that which beareth thorns and briars is rejected, and is nigh unto cursing, whose end is to be burned.
就如一块田地，吃过屡次下的雨水，生长菜蔬，合乎耕种的人用，就从神得福。若长荆棘和蒺藜，必被废弃，尽于咒诅，结局就是焚烧。
When I read that, something just shook me. And I thought, Lord, that don't pertain to Roy Davis. Why would you do that?
当我读到这里，有什么东西震撼了我？我想，主啊，那不适合于罗伊·戴维斯，你为什么那么做呢？
I started turning another page and I had to go back to it again. It is impossible for those which are once enlightened. Go through it again. Then I thought, Lord, what is this? What do you mean, Lord?
我开始翻到另外一页，但我又回头去读，论到那些已经蒙了光照的人，若是离弃道理，就不能叫他们重新懊悔了。我又读了一遍，我说，主啊，这是什么意思呢？主啊，你说的意思是什么？
I turned and went back into my cave to pray over it. When I did, I saw a world turning. And it was all disked up, real nice, the whole world.
我又回到那个山洞里去祷告，之后我看见一个转动的地球，整个世界像一个圆盘在转动，很好看。
And I saw a man in white going around. He had a bag in his hand. He was sowing seeds. As he went around the curvature of the earth.
我看见有一个穿着白衣的人走过来，他手里拿着一个口袋，他边走边撒种，在地面上撒种。
And as soon as he got around, here come a guy dressed in real black clothes, a slick looking fella, slipping along like this looking, and he had a seed and he was sowing something behind it.As he went around the earth, watching everybody and throwing, I stood and watched the vision.
他刚走过去以后，有一个穿着黑衣服的家伙过来，狡猾的家伙，鬼鬼祟祟的，东张西望。他也拿着一个袋子，他在地上走着，边走边往身后扔着什么，盯着每个人，向他们扔着什么。我站着观察这异象。
After he had gone, the world turned around.And there was a great big crop, and it was of wheat, and there was weeds, cockleburrs, and things in the wheat.
他走了以后，地球转动起来，我看到地里长满了庄稼，那是麦子，在麦子里也混有杂草和蒺藜。
There come a drought, and oh, how that little wheat hung its little head over and was thirsting for water. The little cuckoo had its head hung over and it was thirsting for water. Everybody was praying for rain.
然后出现了一场干旱。哦，那麦穗低垂着头，干渴盼水。那鸡犁也垂着头，同样的干渴盼水。人人都在祷告求雨。
And after a while, along came a big cloud and just watered the whole earth. And the little cuckoo jumped up and began to shout, Glory to God, hallelujah, praise the Lord. And the little wheat jumped up and began to shout, Glory to God, praise the Lord.
过了一会儿，出现了一片乌云，降起雨来，浇灌了整个地球。鸡犁跳起来喊着，荣耀归于神，哈利路亚，赞美主。同时麦子也跳起来喊着，荣耀归于神，赞美主。
And then the scripture come to me, which is found in the book of Matthew, the 5th chapter and the 45th verse. And listen to what Jesus said in Matthew 5:45. And listen close now as we read. Matthew, the 5th chapter and the 44th to begin.
然后有一段经文临到了我，那是在马太福音第五章第四十五节。注意听，耶稣在马太福音第五章第四十五节说了什么？我们读的时候你要注意听，马太福音第五章第四十五节、第四十六节，从第四十四节开始读。
But I say to you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, and do good to them that hate you, and pray for them that despisefully use you and persecute you, that you may be.You may be the children of your Father which is in heaven, for he maketh his sun to rise on evil and on good, and sendeth rain on the just and the unjust.
只是我告诉你们，要爱你们的仇敌，为那逼迫你们的祷告，这样就可以做你们天父的儿子，因为他叫日头照好人，也照歹人，降雨给义人，也给不义的人。
So you see, the same rain that makes the wheat grow makes the cuckoo grow. And therefore, I got the picture. There's your carnal confessor that's right in the church, but his fruits, he might shout, jump, dance, speak with tongues, but his fruits, he's a cuckoo.
你看，那是麦子生长的同样的雨，也使鸡犁生长。因此我明白了，那些就是在教会里的挂名的基督徒，但他们的果子，他可能会喊叫，会蹦跳，会跳领舞，会说方言，但是他所结的果子表明他只是鸡犁。
And there's the other one that's got the same spirit. The Holy Spirit can drop right into a bunch of people and a hypocrite can shoutby the Holy Spirit, just the same as a cuckoo can live by the rain that's sent. That's what Paul's speaking of here. But it's impossible for a cuckoo to become a wheat or a wheat a cuckoo. You get it?
那里的另一位弟兄拥有的是同样的圣灵，圣灵能降临到一群人，假冒为善者也能借着圣灵喊叫，就像鸡犁也靠着神所赐的雨水生存一样，那就是保罗在这里所说的。但是鸡犁不可能变成麦子，麦子也不会变成鸡犁，你明白了吗？
For it is impossible for those who've been once enlightened and have partaken of the gift of the Holy Ghost and tasted the good word of God and the power of the world to come to fall away to renew themselves again.
论到那些已经蒙了光照，尝过天恩的滋味，又与圣灵有份，并尝过神善道的滋味，觉悟来世全能的人，若是离弃道理，就不能叫他重新懊悔了。
Listen what he said. For the rain comes off upon the earth to water and to dress it here and prepare it. But which is thorns and thistles is nigh unto rejecting.
注意他说了什么，就如一块田地吃过屡次下的雨水，生长菜蔬，合乎耕种的人使用，就从神得福。若长荆棘和鸡犁，必被废弃，尽于咒诅， 结局就是焚烧。
Now, therefore, leaving the principalities and doctrines of Christ, let us go to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance and dead works towards God and faith and so forth and doctrines of baptisms, laying on the hands and things.
所以，我们应当离开基督道理的开端，竭力进到完全的地步，不必再立根基，就如那懊悔死刑、信靠神等等各样洗礼、按手之礼和那一类的事。
See the carnal believer back in those days, just like it is today, likes to say, "Well, I've gone to church, I've repented, I've come up, I made a confession, I've been baptized."
看，那个时候挂名的信徒就跟今天的一样，喜欢说：“哦，我是属于教会的，我已经悔改了。”我来了，我认罪了，我已经受洗了。
See, they lay to those carnal reformations. And what does it do? It produces cockleburrs. What does the perfection do? It's the wheat. The wheat is God's word. He uses it as his word.
瞧，他们停留在那些世俗的改革中，结果怎么样呢？它产生了畸离。那么什么是那完全的呢？是麦子，麦子是神的道，神以它代表他的道。
It's a seed. It brings forth. It depends on what seed sowed in your heart. If you come to church just because you're afraid of hell, if you join church because you don't want to go to hell, you're still a cockleburr.
它是一粒种子，它会繁殖，关键是什么样的种子撒在你的心里。如果你上教会只是因为怕下地狱，如果你加入教会只是不想下地狱，你仍然是基离。
If you join church just to be popular, you're still a cockleburr. If you've done all these formal things just to be done and that's all you got, you're still a cockleburr.
如果你加入教会只是为了出名，你仍然是基离。如果你做完所有上面那些形式上该做的事，并且你所拥有的就是那些，那么你仍然是基离。
But a real, genuine Christian presses towards perfection.
Amen.
Until the world is dead and you become a new creature in Christ Jesus, then it's impossible for that man to ever fall. What the Bible says.
但是一个真正的基督徒拼命追求完全，直到向世界死去，成为基督里一个新造的人，那么这个人是不会失丧的，这是圣经说的。
See how that compares with the rest of Scripture? See how it lays it right in there to its place? How can it say here a man that's once saved can never be lost? And some warriors say, but if you are lost, they're blaspheming, it's impossible. Sure, if you're a blasphemer, you're not a Christian.
与其他经文比较看看，是不是这样？看到经文是何等的相辅相成了吗？圣经怎么能说一个曾经得救的人永远不会失丧，却在另一处又说如果你失丧了或亵渎了圣灵，那么就不能得救呢？肯定的，如果你亵渎圣灵，你根本就不是个基督徒。
No man speaketh by the Spirit of God called Jesus a curse. St. John 4 or 1 John 4 is, No man speaking by the Spirit of Christ calls Jesus accursed. Every spirit of God that's in the Christian church agrees with everything God said.
被神的灵感动的，没有一个会说耶稣是可咒诅的。约翰福音第四章或者约翰一书的第四章，被基督的灵感动的，没有说耶稣是可咒诅的。在基督教会里，出于神的所有的灵所说的都与神的每一句话是一致的。
We read here and say, He was wounded for our transgressions with His stripes were healed. The old carnal mind say, Days of miracles is past. I'm Dr. Jones. See?
我们读这经文说，他为我们的过犯受害，因他受的鞭伤我们得医治。可那书写气的会说，神迹奇事的时代已经过去了，我是琼斯博士，看到没有？
There's no such a thing as divine healing. No such a thing as heartfelt religion. You're as much worked up, you're emotional. See, that's all there is to it, another good. We are Presbyterians, we're Lutherans, or whatever it is. We know where we're standing.
没有什么神的医治这回事，没有什么诚挚的宗教，你只是装模作样，只是情绪冲动，瞧，就那么回事，没有什么大不了的。我们是长老会的，我们是路德派的，或其他什么教派的，我们知道我们的立场。
Well, what does the Spirit of God say? Jesus Christ is saying that, Amen, says the Spirit of God. It agrees quickly with the Word. Yes, sir. It's right there. See what I mean now?
但是神的灵会说什么呢？耶稣基督昨日今日一直到永远是一样的，阿们。神的灵这么说，他会立刻同意神的道。是的，先生，他就在那里。现在明白我的意思了吗？
These carnal reforms works death, said Paul. But where life is come this perfection, he that heareth my words, believeth on him that sent me, has everlasting life, and shall never come into condemnation, but pass from death unto life.
保罗说，这些属血气的改革是死的，但是当那生命来到的时候，那就是完全的。那听我话又信差我来者的就有永生，是不会被定罪的，是出死入生了的。
I'll give him everlasting life, raise him up in the last day. All the Father's given me will come to me and none of them's lost. Can't be.
我要赐给他永恒的生命，在末日要叫他复活。父所赐给我的，我一个也不会撇下，不可能的。
So here's what it does. What it does, people think so that makes people loose. Brother, you don't serve God under the frown of a serpent. God's not one of these guys with a blacksnake whip driving you around. He's the Father. He's love. God is love. And the Bible said in St. John, he that loveth is of God.
所以事情是这样的。人们那样的想法使人对神不忠心。弟兄，你不要怀着惧怕下地狱的心情来侍奉神。神不像那些用皮鞭赶着你跑的，他是父，他是爱，神就是爱。圣经在约翰一书里说，因为爱是从神来的。
You love God. I wouldn't be if I went out and got on a drunk tonight and never drank in my life. But if I went out and got on a drunk, I wouldn't be afraid of getting a whipping.That is the reason I don't go do it.
你爱神，如果我今天晚上出去喝醉酒，我不会是爱神的。当然我一生中都没有喝过酒，但假设我出去喝醉了，虽然我不会害怕挨鞭打，但那不是我不喝酒的原因。
The reason I don't do it is because I love him. He loves me. It's not a works of law.Not something I got to do. It's because he's already done something for me, and I love him for it. There you are.
我不喝酒是因为我爱他，他爱我，那不是律法的功效，那不是什么我不得不做的事，而是因为他已经为我所做的，我为此而爱他，就是这样。
So with that spirit in there, which is promise I give unto him.Everlasting life, and they shall never perish. Did he lie or did he tell the truth? He told the truth.
圣灵应许过，我把永生赐给他们，他们就永远不死。我们的主耶稣基督说的是谎言还是真理呢？他说的是真理。
So you see how this interprets?The impossibility is for a man to fall after he's once in grace. He can fall, sure, but not back to repentance. Back to the place to do the old works over again.
你认为希伯来书六章四节应该怎么解释？一个已经进入恩典的人是不可能再失去救恩的，他不能。他可能跌倒，是的，但他不可能失丧，是的，不用再重立根基。重新做那些已经做过的事情。
So you all trotting from revival to revival, one place and then another. Don't you see you're not stable? You're not established?
所以你若是从一个复兴会跑到另一个复兴会，从一个地方跑到另一个地方，你难道看不出你还是个不稳定的基督徒吗？你还没有被建立起来。
Surely, You say, Brother Branham, I don't know where... Surely God would not give me the ministry he has and let me be in error. And if it wasn't proven by the scripture, then it would be error. But here's the scripture to back it up.
肯定是的。你说伯南汉弟兄，我不知道是不是神肯定不会把这事工给我并让我犯错。如果不是被圣经证明了的，那就是错误的。但是神让我做的都有圣经的支持。
The church has never missed a place. People go join church, fuss, fight, stew, and everything, and just live any kind of a carnal life. Oh yes, I'm a Christian.
教会不会错过机会。人们去加入教会，大吵大闹、争辩、烦躁不安等等，那只是属血气的生命的表现。然后他还说：“哦，是的，我是个基督徒。”
I heard a confession today of a little lady that told me that her husband was running with a man. She's caught him place after place. And the woman says, I'm going to let you know I'm a Christian.
我今天听到一位女士这样说，她丈夫与某个人发生了婚外情，她已经抓过他们很多次了。而被抓的那个女人说，我要让你知道我是个基督徒。
Look over here at Jimmy Osborne. Out here preaching on Sunday morning and boogie woogie rock and roll and everything through the week.
看看吉米欧斯本，他在星期天上午的讲道，演奏着爵士乐、摇滚乐，整个星期都是那一类的玩意儿。
Look at Elvis Presley, 1947 version of Judas Iscariot. Joins the Assemblies of God, Pentecostal, speaking in tongues for the Holy Ghost.And sent more souls to torment and all the bootleg joints has been in the last 50 years.
看看猫王1947年版的卖主犹大加入了神召会五旬节教派说方言以为能得到圣灵。但是他把更多的灵魂送到了痛苦之中甚至比过去50年里卖私酒所造成的痛苦还多。
Perverted the mind of little teenage children all over the world.Till little girls would grab off their underclothes and throw it on the platform and him an autograph. So vulgar that they won't show him in the television from his waist down the way of his body, the Holy Ghost speaking in tongues for evidence.
他把全世界十几岁的孩子都引上了邪路。甚至于小姑娘们把自己的内衣扔到舞台上要他签名。甚至下流到在电视节目里他们都不愿意播放他腰部以下的动作。说方言就是领受了圣灵的凭据吗？
Oh, brother, if the Holy Ghost was there, it wouldn't act like that. You know better than that. Certainly not. God loves cleanness and purity and holy.
啊，弟兄，如果他真有圣灵，他就不会做那样的行为。你应该知道的，那肯定不是圣灵。神喜爱的是洁净、纯粹和神圣。
I don't act clean and pure and holy to make myself a Christian, but Christ in me lives that in me. And I love him. And if I do anything wrong, it condemns me. Right there, I say, God, forgive me.
我不是靠洁净、纯粹和神圣的行为来使自己成为基督徒，而是在我里面的基督通过我活出这样的生命。我爱他。如果我做了任何错事，他会立刻责备我。然后我说神呢、啊、饶恕我
Every day I've got to ask forgiveness Every day and you do too Certainly you do But now if you're carnal You just wait on by and say Oh well that's alright I belong to church See
每天我都会祈求神的饶恕每一天你也是一样当然你会那么做的但是如果你是属血气的你就会把他抛得九霄云外说啊，不要紧我属于教会看到没有
And then when you blaspheme is when you don't have the faith that was once delivered to the saints then you make fun of that and call it an evil spirit so that's a bunch of holy rollers then you separate yourself between grace and judgment then you're finished forever
你亵渎圣灵是因为你没有拥有曾经交给圣徒们的那种信心你取笑他称他为邪灵说那是一群圣本人你让自己远离了恩典接近了审判然后你就永远的失丧了
Jesus said one word against it will never be forgiven in this world or the world to come and a Christian born of the Spirit can't say evil about that because it can't it agrees with it That's right.
耶稣说，唯独说话干犯圣灵的，今世来世永不得赦免。一个从圣灵生的基督徒不可能说话干犯圣灵，因为那是不可能的。你的灵与圣灵是一致的。是的。
That's the reason people try to tell me that pillar of fire there that appears here with us. They try to say that was the devil, that it was just fiction and all this, but the hammer proved that it wasn't.
那也是有人试图告诉我，说出现在我们这里的火柱是魔鬼，是虚构的等等的原因。但是照相机证明了那不是虚构的。
And the works lay right exactly on the Bible. Same pillar of fire that met Paul on his road to Damascus. All these things that he done back there is doing it just exactly the same way by the Bible. It's Christ, the Son of God.
他与圣经里所记载的是一样的。保罗在去大马士革的路上见到那同样的火柱，他在那里所做的一切事都是与圣经里所说的完全一致。他是基督，神的儿子。
And when we're born again, we have everlasting life and cannot perish. It'd be impossible for a man to fall. That's what the Bible said.
当我们重生时，我们就有了永恒的生命，不可能灭亡。这样的人是不可能失丧的。这就是圣经所说的。
Now listen, watch what Paul says. I'll read the rest of it and see if that don't sound right now. Let's go on just a minute.
注意听，看保罗说什么。我要接下去读，看看他是不是这样的。让我们继续读。
The eighth verse. But that which beareth thorns and briars is rejected, and is nigh unto cursing, whose end is to be burned. That's the unbeliever.
第八节，若长荆棘和蒺藜，必被废弃，近乎咒诅，结局就是焚烧。那是指不信者。
Now watch Paul. But beloved, now he's talking about them trying to get back around the law, you know, trying to do all the works of the law, yet they're just as ritual as they can be. They have baptisms and the laying on of hands and all these things.
看保罗怎么说，亲爱的弟兄们，他是在说那些试图回到律法之下的人。你知道，就是想遵守律法所规定的一切事，他们尽可能的遵循律法的礼节，他们行各样的洗礼、按手之礼以及其他的礼节。
But beloved, we are persuaded better things of you. There you are. Listen to me now. And things that accompany salvation, through this we thus speak.
亲爱的弟兄们，我们虽是这样说，却深信你们的行为强过这些，这就是了。现在注意听他所说的，深信你们的行为强过这些，近乎得救。
For God is not unrighteous to forget your works and labors of love, which you have showed towards His name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister.
因为神并非不公义，竟忘记你们所做的功和你们为他名所显的爱心，就是先前伺候圣徒，如今还是伺候。
See what he's talking about? He's not talking about Christians falling away and impossible to come back. He's talking about carnal believers who go through the form of reformation.
明白他在讲什么吗？他不是说离弃道理的基督徒不可能再回来，他是指挂名的信徒经历形式上的改变。
But he said to you who is born again, you who are Christian, beloved, we're persuaded better things of you. You don't say those things. You don't live that type of life. You're secured with Christ.
他说，对于你们重生的人，你们这些基督徒，亲爱的弟兄们，深信你们的行为强过这些，你们不说那些事情，你们不过那种生活，你们安稳的与基督同在。
What did he say that occurred? Now let's go to Hebrews 10. Where was that this morning again? Now let's turn over then again to Ephesians 4:30, and let's get this just a minute and watch what this says. To back this up to make Scripture go with Scripture, Ephesians 4. Let's see, Ephesians 4:30. Let's read and see what it says.
他在这里说的是什么？让我们看看希伯来书第十章， 就是我们今天上午读过的。现在让我们再翻到以弗所书，让我们读一下，看看他是怎么以经文解释经文来支持这一点的。以弗所书的第四章，让我们看看以弗所书四章三十节，让我们读一下，看看他说的是什么。
Listen, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. How we baptize into the body? One Spirit. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed until the day of your redemption.
注意听，不要叫神的圣灵担忧。我们是怎么受洗归入那身体的？借着一位圣灵。不要叫神的圣灵担忧，你们原是受了他的印记，等候得赎的日子来到。
Is that right? You're sealed into the body of Christ by the baptism of the Holy Ghost, not from one revival to another, but until the day of the body redemption. That's what you are. So there's no way for you to be lost.
是不是这样？你们借着圣灵的洗受印记进入基督的身体，直到肉体得赎的那一天来到，而不是借着从一个复兴会到另一个复兴会，那就是你所处的位置，所以你不可能失丧。
You get scared, and that's the reason scare, fear accompanies doubt. Love accompanies faith.
你害怕了，那就是原因。恐惧伴随着怀疑，爱伴随着信心。
I love my father. I'm not afraid of him because I love him. He wouldn't hurt me. He'll do good for me. If I was scared of him, oh, I don't know what he'll do or not. See?
我爱我的天父，我不惧怕他，因为我爱他，他不会伤害我，他会对我友善。如果我害怕他，就会说：“哎呀。”我不知道他会不会那样做，瞧。
But if I love him, yes, Father, I love you, and I know you're my Father, and you love me, and I'm not afraid to watch you keep your word. It's your promise to me. That's the way the Spirit of God does.
但是如果我爱他，就会说，是的，父亲，我爱你，我知道你是我父亲，你也爱我，我不会惧怕，因为你会持守你的话语，那是你对我的应许。这就是神的灵行事的方式。
But oh, if I did this, if I did that, see, there you come to the legal side again. Never go to the legal side, it's negative. The positive side is what you want. It's already a finished work.
如果我这样行，那样行，看，你再次回到了律法。千万不要再回到律法那一边，那是消极的一面。你要的是积极的一面。那是已经完成了的工作。
Christ died and the sin was killed when he died. And if God foreordains you to eternal life, all the Father has given me will come to me.
基督死了，当他死的时候，罪就被除去了。神预定你得永生，父所给我的就会到我这里来。
There you are. Can't be lost.You're secured forever, for by one Spirit we're all baptized into one body, and by one sacrifice He's perfected forever.
这就是了，你不会失丧，你永远都是安全的。我们从一位圣灵受洗，归入一个身体，因为他一次献祭，就叫那得以成圣的人永远完全。
There you are.No way for us to lose. Correctly, not only make you feel good.
这就是了，我们不可能失丧，确实如此，这不使你感到很好吗？
Now, how do you know you're a Christian? Your spirit bears record with His spirit. When the love of God is in your heart, when you have love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, patience, goodness, meekness.That's when you, the fruits of the Spirit is following your life.
你怎么知道你是个基督徒呢？当你的灵为他的灵做见证，当神的爱在你的心里，当你有了仁爱、 喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制，就是当你有圣灵的果子伴随着你的生命。
Now because you can dance in the spirit, all of this modern rhythm, whoop it up on the piano, a lot of this you're dancing in the spirit. And things are all right, but they took the whole thing over on that legal side. See, and therefore they left the spirit of God in the back.
不是因为你能在灵里跳舞，哈，跟着现代的旋律，跟着钢琴的节拍，许多人在灵里跳舞，那些没有问题。但是他们把所有的一切律法化，明白吗？因此，他们把神的灵撇在一边。
That's the reason when God began to manifest Himself, they said, nonsense, we don't want to do that. They don't know God. They've never seen it. They can't understand it. Because there's a different life in there.
这就是为什么在神开始显现他自己时，他们说，一派胡言，我们不要与他有任何关系，因为他们不认识神。他们从来没有见过神，他们不能明白，因为他们里面是一种不同的生命。
He doesn't know, Cockleburr doesn't know what the wheat's doing. He's a different life. That's the way it is with a Christian. To the carnal believer, the confessor, who goes out and confesses, oh yes, I'm a Christian, a big cigar in his mouth like a dehorned Texas steer.
他不知道，鸡犁不明白麦子在做什么，他们的生命是不同的。基督徒有不同的生命，他们也是这样。那些挂名的信徒，自吹自擂的人，出去对人说，啊、哦，是的，我是个基督徒，同时嘴上叼着一支大雪茄烟，像一头没有脚的德克萨斯公牛。
A woman with a short sword said, "Oh yes, I'm a member of the church. Sure I am. Your fruits prove that you're nothing but carnal. That's right. Certainly it is. There's only one thing to allow for that. That's either mental deficiency or a spirit of lust on you. That's right."
穿着短裤的女人说，啊、哦，是的。我是那间教会的会员，我确实是的。你的果子证明你什么也不是，除了是个输血气的。是的，当然是的，只有一种可能，要么是智力缺陷，要么是邪灵缠身，确实如此。
If you want to act like the world, the Bible said if you love the world or the things of the world, the love of God's not even in you. So there you are.
如果你要跟世人一样，圣经说，你若爱世界，爱父的心就不在你里面了，这就是了。
Now you say, "Oh, the Bible said that, and I must do that." No, that's not it. Stay here until Christ has done something for you that takes that out of you.
Amen.
Then you're born of the Spirit of God. Not what you do; it's what He done for you.
Amen.
你说啊、哦，圣经这样说，我就必须这样做？不，不是的。你要等待，直到基督为你做某件事。把你里面的某些东西拿掉，然后你就从神的灵重生了。不是你做了什么，而在于他为你做了什么。
Till you get a love that you pass from death unto life, and then watch your life if it dallies up. Not because you try to make your life, but because God brings you into subjection to His Spirit.
Amen.
直到你得到爱，知道自己已经出死入生了，然后观察你的生命。看是不是与之相吻合，不是你试图改变你的生命，而是因为神带你进入并顺服他的灵。
It's not you leading yourself in God's way, it's God leading you in His own way. Not you doing the leading, but God doing the leading.
不是你带领自己走在神的路上，而是神带领你走在他的路上。不是你在带领，而是神在带领。
Now watch this now, just as we get down towards the end. The 11th verse. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of the hope unto the end, that ye may not be slothful, but followers of them that who through faith and patience inherit the promise.
注意这个，我们讲到这一章的结尾，第十一节。我们愿你们个人都显出这样的殷勤，使你们有满足的指望，一直到底，并且不懈怠，总要效法那些凭信心和忍耐承受应许的人。
Now, just one more remark here. For when God made promise to Abraham because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely blessing I will bless thee and multiply, I will multiply thee.
这里还有一点要注意的，当初神应许亚伯拉罕的时候，因为没有比自己更大可以指着启示的，就指着自己启示，说论福我必赐大福给你，论子孙我必叫你的子孙多起来。
When God met Abraham, now Abraham received the covenant without any merits at all. The covenant was made with Abraham, it's absolutely grace altogether.
神遇见了亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕与神立约的时候根本就没有什么优点，但神与他立了约，那绝对是出于恩典。
Abraham was not a better man, he was not a holiness man, he was just an ordinary man.
亚伯拉罕并不是一个比别人更好的人，他也不是什么神圣的人，他只是一个普通的人。
And God by election chose Abraham because God elected him. Not because Abraham wanted it, because Abraham did this, because he was a good man, because he had any merit at all, but it was God's choice. God took Abraham.
神选择亚伯拉罕是因为神选择了他，不是因为亚伯拉罕想要，不是因为他做了某事，也不是因为他是个好人，因为他根本就没有任何优点，这是神的选择，神选上了亚伯拉罕。
Today, as I said, I believe we select our preachers. We go around and say, well, one of the deacons quit, let's find the best man in the building to take his place. Well, the pastor quit, let's find out we get the best. Sometimes that's not right.
今天，就像我曾经说过的，我相信我们选举我们的传道人，我们到处说，嘿，我们的一个执事不干了，让我们找一个这里最好的人来取代他的位置，牧师不干了，让我们来找找，我们要找最好的，有时候那样做是不对的。
When they selected a man to take Judas's place, they got the wrong man. They got a gentleman, Matthias, a great scribe, a scholar, a diplomat. They said he'd just take the real place. Boy, he looks like a real man. But it wasn't God's choice. And he took this man, and he never done nothing for God.
当早期教会要选一个人来取代犹大的位置时，他们选错了人，他们选了一个绅士马提亚，一个伟大的法学家、学者、外交家，他们说他正好取代那个位置，哦，他看上去像一个真正的男子汉，但那不是神的选择，他们选了他，但是他没有为神做过任何事。
But God took a choice of a little old hot-tempered hook-nosed Jew. They come down there, his face all gray. I'll go down, I'll arrest him. God said, I see something in him. I'll use him.
神自己选了一个脾气暴躁的小个子，一个鹰钩鼻子的犹太人，他满脸通红，下到那里去说，我要去那里把他们全抓起来。神说，我见他里面有可取之处，我要用他。
God appeared before me in that big light there, and he said, who are you, Lord? I said, I'm Jesus. Why, it's hard for you to kick against the pricks. Why are you persecuting me? Like that. And God took that man and made him one of the greatest men that's ever hit the face of the earth since Jesus Christ. That was God's choice.
神在一道大光中出现在他面前。保罗说，主啊，你是谁？神说，我就是耶稣。你想用脚踢刺是难的，你为什么要逼迫我？就是这样，神选上了他，并使他成为耶稣基督降世以来最伟大的人之一，那是神的选择。
Today we try to make a choice. You churches, you send this man here and that man here. It's not supposed to be done that way. God does the leading.
今天我们试图做一个选择，你们教会，你们派这个人去这里，派那个人去那里，不应该那么做的，应该让神带领。
It's God in all, through all, over all. Not what some document of some church is what God said about it. What makes the difference?
一切都在于神，一切都通过神，神在一切之上。 不要看某某教会的某某文件怎么说，关键在于神怎么说，那是有区别的。
Notice God made the promise to Abraham unconditional. And now wait, Abraham did not have to do one thing. God said, I have already done it.
注意，神对亚伯拉罕做了应许，是无条件的。等一下，亚伯拉罕不需要做任何事，神说我已经做了。
God made a promise to Adam. Said, Adam, if you'll not touch this, you'll live forever. But the day you eat thereof, that day you die. Adam said, I just wonder what's all about anyhow. He goes over and eats it, tampering.
神也对亚当做了应许，说亚当，如果你不吃那树上的果子，你就会永远活着。但你若吃了，你吃的那日必定死。亚当说，我真想知道那到底是什么样的果子，他就去吃了那果子，受了诱惑。
Every time that God makes a man makes his covenant with God or God with a man breaks his part. So God had to do something because he seen what man was and they were foreordained, they were elected, and God had to do something.
每次神人与神立约或神与人立约都是人为约，所以神不得不做一些事，因为他知道人是什么，他们是预定的，他们是拣选的，神不得不做些事。
So God came down and made his covenant with Abraham unconditionally. If it wouldn't have been unconditionally, Abraham had been lost a long time.
神下来与亚伯拉罕立约，无条件的约，如果那不是无条件的约，亚伯拉罕早就失丧了。
Look at him sitting down there Greer, backslid, telling a lie, and give his wife over to another man to save his own skin. What a man.
看亚伯拉罕在基拉尔的时候跌倒的情景，他说谎，为了他自己免于丧命，他把妻子都给别人了，多么差劲的一个男人呢。
Sitting out there and backslid, God told him, said, don't you leave up here, stay up here. The famine run him out. He wandered down to where it's easier going. You know what happens to a fellow when he takes the easy road.
他在那里跌倒了，神对他说，不要离开这里，留在这里。可饥荒使他离开了那里，他流浪到了一个日子好过的地方。你知道，当一个人走在一条容易走的路上，会发生什么？
He wandered out down there where the grass is greener. And when he got down there, he told that king that his wife was his sister to save his own hide. Now that was a lie.
他流浪在外，看哪里的草绿一些。当他到了基拉尔，为了救自己的命，他告诉那里的王说，他的妻子是他的妹妹，那是谎言。
And any man would take his wife and give her over to another man to save his hide. There he was sitting out there in a little tent, backslider, telling a lie, and plumb out of his coat altogether away from the promise and everything, but he was still God's prophet.
怎样的一个男人呢、啊、为了保命竟然将自己的妻子给别人。就是他坐在那里，在一个小帐篷外面，灵性堕落者，说谎，过自己的独木桥。他离开了神的应许和一切，但是他仍然是神的先知。
And there was Amalek, he was a good holiness man. Sure, said his prayers every night, found this grandma of 100 years old come down there, beautiful and young again.He said, that's the girl I've waited for, so I'm just going to marry her. Abraham said, you can have her, she's my sister. She said, that's my brother.
有一个人名叫亚比米勒，他是个善良圣洁的人，肯定是的。他每天夜里都祷告，他发现了这位老奶奶100岁了，到了他们那里便会又年轻又漂亮。他说，那正是我所等待的姑娘，我要娶她。亚伯拉罕说，你可以娶她，她是我妹妹。他说，那是我哥哥。
So he takes her over there and has the women to wash her all up and put on nice clothes and fix her up like a princess.
于是亚比米勒就把她带走了，让女佣人把她洗干净，穿上好衣服，把她打扮得像一个公主。
He said his prayer, stretched out the bed and turned his feet up and said, tomorrow I'll marry that beautiful Hebrew girl, that boy's sister out there. Oh, it'll be wonderful. Oh, Lord, you know how I love you. Yes, sir. Wonderful. And God said, you're just as good as a dead man.
他祷告之后躺在床上， 翘起他的脚说，明天我就跟那个美丽的希伯来姑娘结婚了，就是那个男孩的妹妹啊，多么美好啊，主啊，你知道我多么爱你。是的，先生，太好了。神说，你是个死人呐。
Why, Abraham is sitting over there lying, backslid. And here was this man, an honest and just and upright man. Why, he said, Lord, you know the integrity of my heart. Did not he tell me that was his sister?
对不起，一边是灵性倒退的亚伯拉罕，他撒了谎，一边是这个心正守节的人。亚比米勒说，主啊，你知道我是心正守节的人，他不是告诉我说那是他的妹妹吗？
He said, I know the integrity of your heart. That's the reason I'm keeping you from sinning against me. That's right. I know the integrity of your heart, but her husband is my prophet. Hallelujah. Boy, that he brings what is.
神说，我知道你心中正直，我也拦阻了你，免得你得罪我。是的，我知道你的心，但是她的丈夫是我的先知。哈利路亚啊，如果那还不是恩典，还有什么是恩典呢？
Backslid, tell a lie, sitting out there, but that's still my prophet. You take an offering and go to him and take his wife back, or you're a dead man. I won't hear your prayers no more. Let him pray for you. Amen.
灵性倒退又撒谎坐在那里，但他仍然是我的先知。你带他祭品去找他，把他的妻子还给他，否则你就死定了。我不再听你的祷告，要让他为你祷告。阿们。
There you are. That's my prophet. Now you say, "Oh, I wish that had been Abraham." If we are dead in Christ, we are Abraham's seed and are heirs according to the promise. Right. That's what the Bible said.
这就是了，那是我的先知。你说哈，我要是亚伯拉罕就好了。如果我们在基督里死去，我们就是亚伯拉罕的后裔，凭着应许继承产业的。是的，那是圣经说的。
Would you like to read it? Well, the Bible said that the promise is not only to Abraham and his seeds, like Abraham had many seeds.Sure, many children. Ishmael was his child. He had seven or eight children after Sarah died by another Cush.
你想读那段经文吗？圣经说，那应许不仅是给亚伯拉罕，也是给他的后裔，就是你。亚伯拉罕有许多后裔，肯定的，很多后裔。以斯玛利是他的孩子，在撒拉死后，亚伯拉罕与另一个妻子基土拉又生了六七个孩子。
But look, the seed was the promised one, which was Isaac, and through Isaac came Christ, through Christ came us. The promise is unconditionally.
但是你看，应许的后裔是以撒，通过以撒出来了基督，通过基督出来了我们。这应许是无条件的。
Now, what about Abraham? Why, it had been done, it had been impossible for him to ever get back again. Sure. It had been impossible for Saul to ever get back again. If that, you'd have to read the scripture that way. See? But it wasn't. God's promise endures forever.
亚伯拉罕怎么样？他本来完了。若靠他自己，根本就不可能回头的。肯定的，扫罗若靠他自己也是不可能回头的。你们若是那么读圣经的话，明白吗？但不是那样的，神的应许是永远有效的。
Let's read here just a minute. I want you to read it. I want you to get Galatians 3:16 and read this and see now what the promise is and see if we are his promise or not. 3:16.Listen here.
让我们读一段经文。我要你们来读，我要你们翻开加拉太书3:16，来看看那应许是什么，还要看看我们是不是包括在他的应许里面。3:16，注意听。
All right. I'm going to read the 15th verse too. Brethren, I speak after the manner of man. Though it be but a man's covet, yet if it is confirmed, no man disallowed addeth thereunto.
好的，我从第十五节开始读。弟兄们，我且照着人的常话说，虽然是人的文约，若已经立定了，就没有能废弃或加增的。
Now to Abraham and his seed, seed SWD, to his seed were the promise made. To Abraham and his seed.
所应许的原是向亚伯拉罕和他的子孙说的，子孙，这里子孙就是后裔，向亚伯拉罕和他子孙说的。
Now watch. He saith not, and to thy seeds, plural, as of many, but as one, and to thy seed which is Christ.
现在注意，神并不是说众子孙，并不是说的复数，指着许多人，乃是说你那一个子孙，指着一个人，就是基督。
Then Christ was the seed of Abraham, and we being dead in Christ and baptized into his body, we are Abraham's seed and are heirs of the promise.
Amen.
Then how are you ever going to fall away? If God made the promise to you, how are you going to ever backslide and go away and have to go to hell for it?
基督就是亚伯拉罕的子孙，我们在基督里死去并受洗归于他的身体，我们就是亚伯拉罕的子孙和应许的继承者。若神对你做了应许，你怎么能失丧呢？你怎么可能堕落离开主甚至下地狱呢？
Now you say, well, can't we backslide? Absolutely. And when you backslide, you're going to get it. Don't you worry. Abraham got it, and the rest of them got it, and you'll get it.
你说难道我们不能犯错吗？当然能，你犯错后你会受到惩罚，这是肯定的。亚伯拉罕尝到了，其他人也尝过，你也会尝到的。
Do you think it gives you a right to sin? It doesn't. You'll pay for everything that you do. You'll reap what you sow. You do one little sin and you'll reap a whole washtub full. That's right.
不要以为那是给你犯罪的权利，不是的，你会为你所做的一切事情付出代价，你会自食其果，你犯一点的罪，报应却是一大桶，是的。
But brother, that don't mean to say that you're lost. It's exactly right. Abraham reaped exactly what he sowed. It's right. But he was still saved.
但是弟兄，那并不是指你失丧了，绝对不是。亚伯拉罕虽然自食其果，但是他仍然是得救的，是的。
The covenant that God made with Israel, they lost their inheritance, they lost the promised land and went down into Egypt, but they hadn't lost their covenant. God said, I remember my promise to Abraham.
神与以色列立了约，虽然他们失去了他们的产业，他们失去了应许之地，去到了埃及，但是他们并没有失去神与他们所立的约。神说，我记得与亚伯拉罕所立的约。
I remember, and I've come down to deliver my people. Go down there, Moses, and tell Pharaoh, I said, let my people go. I remember I made a promise to Abraham and to his seed.
我记得，我要下去拯救我的民，摩西，去告诉法老我所说的话，让我的民离开埃及。我记得我对亚伯拉罕和他的子孙所做的应许。
That's the same thing it is with us. So if you are dead and your life is hid in God through Christ, there's not nothing in the world can touch you. Now you might go and do wrong, but if you're really truly a child of God and you see you've made a mistake, you'll rise and try again. Right? And you'll not lay there.
对我们来说也是一样的。如果你死了，你的生命通过基督隐藏在神里面，世界上没有任何东西能伤害你。你可能做错事， 但只要你是神的真正的儿女，知道自己犯了错误，你就会重新站起来，走在正确的道路上。是的，你不会原地踏步的。
But if you're cowardly, if you're a cuckabird, if there's no get up to you, you say, oh, well, it wasn't nothing to it anyhow.
但是如果你是个懦夫，如果你是吉利，没有起来的欲望，你就会说，啊，这没有什么了不起的。
The kingdom of God is like unto a man took a net and went to the sea, cast it in. When he come, he had turtles, frogs, snakes, lizards, spiders, and fish. That's the gospel when it's preached.
神的国好比一个人出海捕鱼，他撒下网，当他拉上了时，里面有海龟、青蛙、蛇、蜥蜴、水纺猪和鱼，那是比喻传福音的情况。
Like the Lord will tell a minister, like Brother Graham going up here, go on this corner and fish a little while, Brother Graham. Or he takes his net and goes up there and starts singing.
就像主会告诉一个传道人，比如格雷汉弟兄吧，到这里来，格雷汉弟兄，到那个角落去撒网。就这样，他就拿起他的网去了那里，开始撒网。
Where are you going, Brother Bill? I'm going out somewhere else to cast on this corner. I'm pulling. There they are, Lord. You know what they are. I'll throw the net again. All right, here they are, Lord.
就像有人问我，哎，你去哪里啊，比尔弟兄？我说，我正出去到某个地方，在那边的角落撒网。我拉着网说，主啊，他们都在这里，你知道他们是什么。我继续拉网说，主啊，他们都在这里。
Now, the turtle was a turtle to begin with. He just got caught in the net. That's right.And that's why people get caught up in emotion. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, glory to God, hallelujah. They just got caught in the net, that's all.
注意，海龟就是海龟，它被网住了。是的，这跟人们陷入情绪化的处境一样。他们说，哦，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，赞美主，荣耀归于神，哈利路亚。他们只是被网住了，就那么回事。
If that old turtle spirit's in them, it ain't gonna be long and say, well, I tell you, here he goes creeping back.An old lady crawfish will say, but I just can't understand that.
如果是老海龟的灵在他们里面，他们不会待多久。他们说，让我告诉你。然后呢，就爬回了原处。还有那些老龙虾也会说，哦，我弄不懂那些玩意儿。瞧。
Miss Spider sat there a little while, she go plop, 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 right back where it wasn't nothing anyhow.Mr. Serpent will say, oh dear, a bunch of holy rollers. That's just all there is to it. I'll go down where they got better sense than that. Why, you snake to begin with. The gospel net just caught you, that's all.
水纺猪小姐会在这里坐一会儿，她会扑通扑通扑通说，哎呀，这里一点意思也没有。蛇小姐会说，啊，他们是一帮圣滚人，就那么回事。我要去找神智更清醒的人。为什么？他本来就是一条蛇，那福音之网正好网到了你，就那么回事。
But the fish is tucked to the master's table. He was a fish to begin with. The seed of him was a fish. He began a fish. And God knowed his fish from the foundation of the world. Hallelujah!
但是鱼被摆到了主人的桌上，他是鱼，他的后代也是鱼。他本来就是鱼，神从创世以前就认识他的鱼。哈利路亚！
Remember, they're all breathing the same muddy waters out there. They're all breathing out of the same creek. Right. We all made drink of the same spiritual rock. All that eat man in the wilderness.
记住，他们都是在一样的泥巴水里呼吸的，他们在同一条溪流里呼吸。是的，我们都是从同一个临盘石里喝水，都在旷野里吃过同样的玛纳。
Caleb and Joshua eat the same manna that the rest of me, and they all fell in the wilderness. But there was two elected to go over, and they went over. And that's right.
加勒和约书亚吃的是与其他人吃的一样的玛纳，但是其他人都倒在旷野里死了，只有加勒和约书亚两个被拣选。他们进入了迦南地，是的。
We all been made to drink of the same fountain, but not all the drink is saved. We all made to shout together, we're all made to rejoice together, but the elected is saved.
我们都被召来饮同样的源泉， 但是并非引来的人都能得救。我们被召来在一起喊叫，我们被召来在一起喜乐，但是只有被拣选的得救。
Did you notice it said the two spirits in the last days would be so close to it would deceive the very elected if possible. If possible.
Amen.
See?
Amen.
That's the real spirit of God. Elected to eternal life.
你注意到圣经说的吗？两种灵是那么相似，倘若能行，连选民也就迷惑了。倘若能行，明白没有？那真正的神的灵在得救的人身上，他们被拣选进入永生。
Now we're closing. Then Brother Neville will pick up where I'll leave off here. All right. And this I say, that the covenant that was confirmed before of God in Christ, the law which was 430 years after cannot disallow that it should make the promise of non-effect.That's the promise God gave Abraham before the law ever come into existence.
我们要结束了。内维尔弟兄会接着讲我所没讲完的。好的。我是这么说，神预先所立的约不能被那430年以后的律法废掉，叫应许归于虚空。那是神给亚伯拉罕的应许，是在律法之前就有了的。
For if the inheritance be of the law, it is no more of the promise, but God gave it to Abraham by promise.
因为承受产业，若本乎律法，就不本乎应许。但神是凭着应许，把产业赐给亚伯拉罕。
Not by nothing you do, not by any laws of your church.By joining church or any other law, it's absolutely a grace act of God to you. There you are. Watch.
不是靠着你做什么，不是靠着律法，不是靠你们教会的任何规定，不是靠加入教会或其他任何规定，它是完全靠神的恩典，是神赐给你的，这就是了。注意。
Wherefore then?Serveth the law? It was added because of transgression till the seed should come to whom the promise was made.
这样说来，律法是为什么有的呢？原是为过犯添上的，等候那蒙应许的子孙来到。
Isn't that just as plain as the nose on my face? It was added to serve until the seed came, which was Christ.To who the promise was made.
那不是跟我的鼻子长在我脸上一样清楚吗？律法是加上的，直到那个后裔出现，就是基督，这应许是对他而做出的。
And it was ordained by angels and in the hands of a mediator. Now a mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one. Now I'll leave from right here.Beginning for that there for Brother Neville for this coming Wednesday.
并且是借天使经中保之手设立的，但中保本不是为一面做的，神却是一位。我只讲到这里，这以后的由内维尔弟兄讲，就是星期三晚上讲。
Now do you understand what we have said? That it is absolutely impossible.For a born-again Christian, that I don't mean now he calls himself born-again, I mean a real born-again Christian that ever fall from grace. He cannot do it. He can fall, that's right, but he cannot never get out of that grace.
你明白我们所讲的吗？一个重生的基督徒绝对不可能，我不是指那些自称的，而是指真正重生的基督徒，他们绝不会从恩典里失丧的。他不可能那样，他可能会跌倒，是的，但是他不可能离弃恩典。
Abraham fell from grace, sure he did. God told him to stay there. He went out of it, but he never lost his covenant. He was still God's chosen. He was a prophet sitting there. He always was. He'll always be God's.
亚伯拉罕从恩典里跌倒过，肯定是的。 神告诉他留在那里，他离开了那里，但是他从来没有失去以利的约，他仍然是神所拣选的，他是神设立的一位先知，他永远是先知，他永远是属神的。
Now notice the Bible said that all of Israel will be saved. How many knows that? The Bible said all Israel will be saved. Now Israel is not Israel which is of the flesh, but Israel of the Spirit. For gifts and callings are without repentance. Is that what the Bible said? The very next verse, Galatians.
注意，圣经说所有的以色列人都会得救。你们有多少人知道这一点？圣经说所有的以色列人都会得救的。以色列不是指那些肉体上的以色列人，而是指属灵的以色列人。因为恩赐和选召是没有后悔的。那不是在圣经加拉太书里接下来那节经文所说的吗？
All right. All of Israel will be saved. Every one of them is saved. How we become Israel? Being dead in Christ, take on Abraham's seed, and we're heirs according to the promise.
好的，所有的以色列人都会得救，他们中的每一个都会得救。我们怎样成为以色列人呢？在基督里死去，就是亚伯拉罕的后裔，照着应许而承受产业的。
Paul said that which is outward is not a Jew, but that which is inwardly is a Jew, the promised one. And we are Abraham's seed by the promise through Christ, accepting him as our personal Savior.
保罗说，因为外面做犹太人的不是真犹太人，唯有里面做的才是真犹太人。我们凭着应许通过基督接受他作为我们个人的救主，而成为亚伯拉罕的后裔。
Oh, I hope you see it. I hope you get it. If you can stay with it a little while. Now, over in here, we finish this up. Then we start on Melchizedek, which brings right back in this again. We start running over to, oh, just a whole thing is wonderful. But we just keep getting into those cream things.
我希望你能明白这一点。如果你能待久一点的话，我希望你能弄明白它。我们讲完这一点，然后我们就讲麦基洗德，那就会再次提起这一点。我们现在就开始，所有这一切都是很奇妙的。我们一直是在讲这些精华的内容。
Now I see, if you took this year, it looked like, if you didn't read it just from observation, like a real strict Trinitarian who believes there's three gods, told me one time at Matthew 3, absolutely declared that there was three individual persons in the Godhead. I said, I gotta see it.
你看，如果你看这里，你从这里认真观察，就像有一位名副其实的三位一体论者，他相信有三位神。有一次他告诉我说，马太福音第三章第十六到十七节绝对证明了在神性里有三位，三个个别的人。我说，我要看看是怎么说的。
He said, watch, standing right from this pulpit. He said, look here, Matthew 3 said, when Jesus went straightway out of our Lord, the heavens opened on him, he saw the Spirit of God like a dove, and the voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, whom I'm well pleased. There was three.The Son on the bank, the Holy Ghost in between, and the Father up above.
他说，注意，他就站在这讲台附近，说，看这里，马太福音第三章，当耶稣从水里出来，天为他开了，他就看见神的灵像鸽子降在他身上，有声音从天上说，这是我的爱子，我所喜爱的。你看，有三位，子在岸边，圣灵在中间，父在上面。
I said, brother, the scripture doesn't read that. Oh, yes, it does. I said, now read it again. Find out if it does.
我说，弟兄，经文不是那个意思。他说，是的，是那个意思。我说，再读一遍，看看是不是那个意思。
Now, here's his picture. Here's God the Son. There's God the Father. Here's God the Holy Ghost like a dove. Now watch.
这是他的图画。这里是神的儿子，这是父神，这是神的圣灵像只鸽子。注意看。
The Bible said, when Jesus was baptized, the Son went straightway out of water, lo, the heavens above him was open, and a voice saying of Esau, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of God, like a dove. Not another person up there, but this Spirit of God was the dove which was above him. And a voice coming saying, This is my beloved Son in whom I am pleased to dwell in.
圣经说，当耶稣受洗时，子随即从水里上来，天忽然为他开了，他就看见神的灵仿佛鸽子降下，不是另外一个人在那里，而是在神的灵像鸽子一样，那是在他上面，从天上有声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
I'll read Matthew 3 and see if it doesn't say that. See? Not three people. Not at all. That's why this doesn't say that it's impossible for a man to ever get back. That when he backslides, it doesn't say that. It doesn't say that. It says it's impossible for a man to ever come back to renew himself after he's once been there. He cannot do it.
读马太福音第三章，看是不是那样说的。看，不是三个人。根本不是，那就是理由。希伯来书六章四到六节，不是说当一个人犯错后就不能回头，圣经不是那样说的，不是那样说的。他说，一个人若是本来就在那里，回头来重新开始是不可能的，他办不到。
The Bible said, "He that's born of God does not commit sin, for he cannot sin."For the seed of God remains in him and he cannot sin.
圣经说，凡从神生的就不犯罪，他也不能犯罪，因为神的道存在他心里，他不能犯罪。
How can I be called a sinner when there's a sacrifice laying there to take my place? How can I die when death has been paid for me? How can I die when I got eternal life?How can I do it? You can't do it.
当有一个祭物在那里顶替我的时候，我怎么呢？还能被称为罪人呢？当死亡的代价已经付清了，我怎么还能死呢？当我拥有了永恒的生命的时候，我怎么能死呢？我怎么能呢？你不可能的。
How can I have a written permit from the mayor of this city to run 60 miles an hour through this city and any officer arresting me for running 60 miles an hour?How can you do it?
如果我拥有这个城市市长的书面许可，开车穿过市区，每小时可以开到60英里，警察怎么能因为我开到了每小时60英里而逮捕我呢？你怎么能那么做呢？
I've got a permit from the mayor that says I can do it. He can't arrest me. It's resting to blow the whistles and everything else, and I can just ignore it. Don't mean a thing. I've got a permit.
我得到了市长的许可，说我可以开那么快的。警察不可以逮捕我，他可以吹哨子等等，但是我可以不理睬，他与我无关，我有许可证。
And how can I then, as after Christ has died for me, and I become his righteousness, because of his grace and love to me, how can I sin when there's something laying between me and God, a sacrifice?
当基督已经为我而死，我因他的恩典和对我的爱而成为义人。在我和神之间放着这一祭物的情况下，我怎么还能犯罪呢？
I can't sin. Can't do it. God never sees me. He sees Christ. He stands in my place. And when I do anything wrong, Christ takes my place.
我不能犯罪，不能那么做。神看不到我的过犯，他只看基督，基督代替了我。当我做错任何事时，基督就承担了我的错。
I made my confession. I'm wrong. He's right. Lord, you know my heart. You know whether I mean it or not. And I'm wrong. Forgive me.
我认了错，我错了。他是公义的，主啊，你知道我的心，你知道我不是有意的，我错了，请你饶恕我。
God never sees it. The blood of Jesus got me covered all the time. Then how can God ever see me? How can sin be counted to me? When he can't do it, just as soon as I do it, it's forgiven.
神永远不看我犯的错，基督的宝血时刻都遮盖着我，因此神怎么会看到我的错呢？他怎么会计算我的罪呢？他不会的。就在我认罪的那一刻，我的罪就被赦免了。是。
Just like taking a little dropper like this, a little eyedropper, and take it full of black ink and hold it up over a tub of bleach and just drop it in there and then try to find it again.It just turns to the bleach. The ink becomes bleach.
就好像你拿着一个滴管，取一点黑墨水，放在装着漂白水的玉石上面，滴一滴黑墨水在玉盆里，那墨水马上就融化在漂白水里，那墨水化成了漂白水。
And that's what your confessed sins, if you're in Christ, between you and God is a whole tub of bleach. And your sin becomes righteous because a righteous sacrifice is waiting there for you.
那就好像你认了罪，如果你在基督里，在你和神之间是一盆漂白水，你的罪就化为乌有了，你成了义人，因为有公义的祭物在那里等着你。
When I come to the river at the ending of days, and the last winds of sorrow have blown, there is one thought that cheers me and makes my heart glad. I won't have to cross Jordan alone.
在末世，我来到那河边。最后的悲伤已如风刮走，只有一种想法令我兴奋，使我的心充满高兴万分，我不必独自过约旦河。
That's one good thing. That's one good thing. I won't have to cross it. One of these days we're coming down to the end of the road. The sun will refuse to shine. Then God will call.
那是一件好事，那是一件好事，我不必独自过去。某一天我们会来到生命的尽头，太阳会拒绝发光，那时神会召唤。
Adam will reach over and shake Eve and say, Honey, here it is. It's time to wake up. Eve will reach over and get a hold of Abel and say, Come forth, darling. It's time to wake up. Abel will get a hold of Seth, and Seth will get a hold of Noah, Noah will get a hold of all on down.
亚当会伸手摇晃着夏娃说，亲爱的，时候到了，是该醒过来的时候了。夏娃会伸出手搂住亚伯说，宝贝，醒来吧，是该醒过来的时候了。亚伯会搂住赛特，赛特会搂住挪亚，挪亚会搂住哈哈，就这样一个接着一个。
On down to Abraham and down as it come, there will be a great shaking and awakening when the Son of God comesWill stand in his likeness of that day.
一直到亚伯拉罕，一直到他的后裔，当神的儿子来到时，会一场巨大的震动和惊醒。我们在那天会以他的形象站立着。
Now, if you commit sin here, you're going to pay for it. I just keep coming in my mind. I've just got to tell it. I've tried to quench it all four or five times. I have to say it.
如果你在世上犯罪，你就要为罪付出代价。有个想法一直萦绕着我，我必须把它说出来。我曾经四五次想忘却它，我现在必须把它说出来。
How many remember this brother pastor? You were at the Church of God, brother. Right up here. What was his name? Worked for Vargang down there.
有多少人记得那位牧师？就是那位来自神的会的那位弟兄，他就在这里。他的名字叫什么？就是给那里的沃钢公司做事那位弟兄。
Oh, you all. The First Church of God, right here on the corner. I used to sell Raleigh's in time of the Depression. A real godly, saintly man. Brother Smith took his place up there. I'll call his name in a few minutes. He was a God-saved man.
你们都就这边拐角的第一神的会哦。他在经济萧条的时候卖过罗里斯，他是一个真实的、虔诚的、圣洁的人。史密斯弟兄顶替了他的位置，我过一会儿会想起他的名字。他是个蒙神拯救的人。
Remember, if you don't walk up to the correction and you do something wrong as a Christian, God will warn you. And then if you don't take the warning, He'll just take you right off the earth. That's what He does.
记住，作为基督徒，如果你做错了事而不去纠正，神会警告你；如果你不理睬那警告，神会让你从地上消失。那是他行事的方式。
Remember in the Bible, look at that Corinthian church. He told them what they was positionally in Christ, But he warned them of what was going to happen. And they corrected themselves and got straightened out with God.
你记得在圣经里所记载的吗？看看哥林多教会，神告诉了他们在基督里的位置。当神警告他们什么事要发生时，他们就纠正他们自己，使自己与神一致。
This little brother, he was a wonderful little brother. I believe a God saved man. And he got him a job down here at bar games. If some of his people sit here, I hope you don't think that I don't know you if you're sitting here. But Ramsey, Brother Ramsey.
这位弟兄，他是个很好的弟兄。我相信他是个蒙神拯救的人。他在这里的沃钢公司找了一份工作。如果有认识他的人坐在这里，我希望你们不要误会我。如果你坐在这里，我也认不出。是的，哦，他是拉姆奇，拉姆奇弟兄。
How many remembers Brother Ramsey up here at the Church of God? Sure you do. Wonderful little man. And he used to come to my house. We'd talk together, and we'd sit there and weep and hold one another's hands. A real Christian.
有多少人认识来自神的会的拉姆奇弟兄？哦，你肯定认识的。他是个很好的弟兄，他经常来我的家，我们在一起交谈。我们坐在那里哭泣，互相拉着手。他是个真正的基督徒。
One day I went into down there, just come from overseas, a meeting, had my car checked up. Brother Ramsey said, "What can I do for you, Billy?" I said, "Check her up, Brother Ramsey. Change your oil." Okay, he said, "Fine, Danny."
有一天，我刚从国外的聚会回来，要检修汽车，我就去了他那里。拉姆奇弟兄说：“比利，我能为你做什么吗？”我说：“拉姆奇弟兄。”检查一下车，换换机油。他说：“好嘞，车还是很好。”
Said you have a nice meeting. I said, "Oh, Brother Ramsey, it was wonderful." I said, "I wish you could go with me sometime. Why don't you go with me?" He said, "I don't serve the Lord no more, Billy."
他说：“你的聚会好吗？”我说：“啊，拉姆奇弟兄，那真是太好了。我希望你有一天也能跟我一起去。你为什么不跟我一起去呢？”他说：“比利，我不再侍奉主了。”
I looked around. I said, "What did you say?" He just kind of said, "I don't serve him no more." Walked away, and I thought, "Oh, he's just going on." I went on, went somewhere, come back, got my car. I come up home, and I begin to think about that. I don't serve the Lord no more.
我看着四周说，你说什么？他就这样说的，我不再侍奉主了，然后就走开了。我想，哦，他是跟我开玩笑吧？我继续做我该做的事，到了其他地方，然后回来拿车，就回家了。到了家之后，我开始想起他所说的话，我不再侍奉主了。
The Lord put on my heart to go back and ask him again. So I said, "Meet me just hold the fort." And I got in, got my car, went back down, stopped again, went into bar games. I said, "Brother Ramsey, I want to ask you a question." He said, "All right, Billy, what is it?"
主让我又回去找他，所以我说，美达，你照顾好家里的事。我坐进了我的汽车，又开回到修车铺，再一次停在那里，进了沃钢公司。我说，拉姆奇弟兄，我想问你一个问题。他说：“好的，比利，什么问题？”
I said, "You said a while ago you don't serve the Lord no more. You just teased me, wasn't you?" He said, "No." I said, "Brother Ramsey, you don't mean that." He said, "Yes." I said, "Don't you love him?" He said, "If I loved him, I'd serve him, wouldn't I, Billy?" Walked away. I thought, "Say, Brother Ramsey," said, "I won't talk no more about it."
我说：“你刚才说你不再侍奉主了。”你是在跟我开玩笑吧，对不对？他说不是开玩笑。我说拉姆奇弟兄，你不是认真的吧？他说我是认真的。我说你难道不爱他吗？他说如果我爱他，我就会侍奉他，不是吗，比利？他走开了。我说拉姆奇弟兄，他说我不想再提那话题了。
I went home, went in the room, shut the door. Oh, you know how you feel real heavy, like you're taking the cookies away from a baby or something, you know.I thought, what? It can't be. Surely something's happened to Brother Ramsey.
我回到家，进了房间，关上门。你不知道我的心有多么沉重。你知道，就好像一个孩子被夺走了饼干或者什么东西一样。我想，什么？不可能，一定有什么事发生在拉姆奇弟兄身上。
And there's a little colored boy named Jimmy.He comes here to church, got one leg, you know, limps kind of. I forget his name. Works down at bar games, runs a record.
有一个黑人小孩名叫吉米，他上这里的教会。他的一条腿，你知道，他腿有点跛，我忘记了他的姓。 就是那个在沃钢公司搬运废车的。
He met me and he said, "You know Reverend Branham?" He said, "I don't know about this yet, Dr. Ramsey around here." He said, "I told him the other day. He said we all were scared to even open our mouth around here." Said you was a godly man, but said he took his preacher's license and went over to the basket and tore him apart and threw him in the basket. Said I don't want nothing to do with it no more.
他遇见我说，伯纳汉牧师，你知道吗？我不明白拉姆奇博士到底发生了什么事。有一天，我告诉他说，我们这附近的人连开口说话都很小心，因为你是个很敬畏神的人。但是他拿起他的传道人执照，走到垃圾箱那里，撕毁了执照，扔进了垃圾箱，说：“我再也不要与他有任何关系了。”
He said, "Hey, Mister, thought you oughtn't to do that." He said, "Oh, Jim, I'm through serving the Lord." So he went on and said, "You don't mean that."
吉米说：“哦，先生，你不该那么做。”拉姆奇说：“吉米，我彻底结束侍奉主了。”吉米继续说：“你不是真的吧？”
And so then he told me, said he's coming down to grind his valves on the Labor Day, I believe it was. And he said, "Now I want you to come help me, Jim." He said, "I'll help you after I come from church, but first I was going to church."
吉米对我说，然后他告诉我，劳动节那天他要来这里修发动机。我想是劳动节那天，他也说，吉米，我要你来帮我的忙。吉米说，我从教会回来以后才去帮你的忙，但是我要先去教会。
Said he went back down and Mr. Ramsey's grinding the valves on his car. He said, "Jimmy, slip over the river. The saloons is closed here. Slip over the river and get me a case of beer."
Jimmy 去到那里，拉姆奇先生正在修他的发动机。他说 ，Jimmy， 到河那边给我买一箱啤酒来。这边的酒吧已经关门了。
He said, "Mr. Ramsey, I've been guilty of many things, but never will I be guilty of getting a servant of the Lord a case of beer." He said, "No, sir." I'll never do that. And he said, "Well, go on and get it, Jim."
Jimmy 说，拉姆奇先生，我在许多事上都犯过错，但是我绝不会在为主的仆人买一箱啤酒的事上犯罪。是的，先生，我不会那么做。拉姆奇说，去吧 ，Jimmy， 帮我去买。
He said, "Mr. Ramsey, I'll grind your bowels, but if you get any beer, you'll go get it yourself." He said, "I ain't gonna never get a servant of the Lord anything like that."So Ramsey jumped in Jimmy's car, took over the river, come back half teed up with a case of beer, drinking.
Jimmy 说，拉姆奇先生，我可以帮你修发动机，但如果你要买啤酒，你自己去吧，我绝不会帮主的仆人做那样的事。于是拉姆奇就跳上了吉米的汽车，过了河，回来的时候已经喝得半醉，提着一箱啤酒，一边走一边喝。
He started going down. He got sick. See?God couldn't speak to him. I warned him. I done everything I could. Brother Smith went to him and warned him. Everybody tried to do everything they could for him. Still, he just shook his head. What happened? He got sick and died.
他开始走下坡路。他病了，看到没有？他不听神对他所说的话。我警告他，我已经尽了我最大的努力。史密斯弟兄找过他，也警告过他。每个人都尽了最大的努力来帮他。但他仍然摇头拒绝。接着发生了什么事呢？他病了，后来就去世了。
That showed that he was a saved man. If God could not make him bring him in obedience, he'd have to take him out of the earth and bring him home. That's exactly what the Bible said. That's what the Bible promises. If you won't stand correction, you've got to come on home.
那说明了他是个得救了的人。如果神不能使他顺服，他就不得不把他带走，把他带回天家。那正是圣经所说的，那是圣经的应许。如果你拒绝纠正，那么你就必须回天家。
So God cannot lose you after He saved you, but He can shorten your days here and make you pay for every sin you've done. So if you sin, you're going to have to pay for what you've done. Just remember that.
所以神拯救了你之后，就不能失去你。但是他可以缩短你的寿命，并且使你对你所犯的每一样的罪都付出代价。所以如果你犯罪，你就必须为你所做的付出代价，记住这一点。
Now the Lord be with you. I believe tonight that Brother Ramsey was saved. Absolutely. I believe it. But he just wouldn't obey God. And when he wouldn't obey God, God had to bring him home.
愿神与你同在。今天晚上我相信拉姆奇弟兄是得救了的，绝对是，我相信这一点。但是他就是不顺服神，当他不能顺服神时，神就必须把他带回天家。
That's the only thing to do, because what was it? He'd bring reproach and disgrace to the blood wherewith he was sanctified with. Is that right? And count the covenant an unholy thing. That isn't just exactly what this Hebrew letter says.
那是神唯一能做的事，为什么呢？他会把嘲讽和耻辱带到那使他成圣之约的血里去。是的，将那使他成圣之约的血当作平常，那不正是这本希伯来书所说的吗？
See, it would be impossible for him to be lost, but he would bring shame and disgrace, so God would have to take him off the earth and bring him home. That's exactly what would take place. Now may the Lord bless while we bow our heads just a moment for prayer.
看到没有，他是不可能失丧的，但是他带来了嘲讽和耻辱，所以神不得不把他从地上带走，带他回天家。那正是发生在拉姆奇身上的事。愿主祝福你，让我们低头祷告。
Now, most holy and gracious Father, we are indeed grateful to thee for the promise that we have, that you will never leave us or forsake us. You've promised you'd go with us through life, and in death you'd be near us.
最圣洁和恩慈的父啊，我们确实感谢你，因为你应许我们说，你永远不离弃我们，你应许我们说，你会在我们生命中与我们同行，伴随我们一起走过死荫的幽谷。
You promised us that we had eternal life. You gave it to us freely. We can never lose it. All that comes to me has eternal life. And if it's eternal life, it has no end. And you promised to raise us up in the last days.
你应许我们说，我们有永生，那是你白白赐给我们的，我们永远不会失去它。到我这里来的人就有永生，既然是永恒的生命，就没有终结。你应许在末世要叫我们复活。
To this we are very grateful. We are thankful that your word teaches us this. It gives us a sure hope. It makes us know that our Father is love.
我们对此非常感谢，我们感谢你的话语教导了我们这一点，他给了我们可靠的盼望，他使我们明白我们的父就是爱。
He loves us and He chose us. You said, "You have not chosen me, but I've chosen you and ordained you." And I thank thee, Father, that thou hast done so.
他爱我们，拣选了我们。你说过，不是你们拣选了我，是我拣选和预定了你们。我感谢你，父啊，你已经这样做了。
And many are sitting here tonight who's been ordained to eternal life and has received Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, and the fruits of the Spirit follow their life. Gentle, meek, humble, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness. We're thankful for those.
今天晚上坐在这里的许多人已经预定得永生，已经接受耶稣基督为他们个人的救主，圣灵的果子伴随着他们的生命，恩慈、温柔、谦卑、仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、良善，我们为此感谢你。
And we pray, Father, that if there be some in here tonight who doesn't have those fruits to accompany them, but they're resting upon some fantastic because they got worked up one day, because they got emotionally, they felt good, they made a shouted, they might have done many things.
父啊，我们祈求，也许今天晚上在这里有什么人还没有这些果子伴随他们，而是靠着某种幻想，靠着某天做过某事，靠着情绪冲动而感觉良好。他们可能喊叫过，可能做过许多事。
But Father, if they haven't got the fruit of the Spirit that keeps them day by day in constant love, forgiving their enemies, making right their wrongs, and living peaceful,and loving and sweet and kind to one another.
但是父啊，如果他们还没有结出圣灵的果子，使他们每一天都活在爱里，饶恕他们的敌人，纠正他们的错误， 活出平安和仁爱、甜蜜、善良的彼此相待。
And a zeal for the church, a love for Christ and for His children. O eternal God, forgive them. Though they be members of the church, members of the earthly body, may they go now and lay aside those carnal dead works. And press on to the perfection. Grant it, Lord.
对教会热心、爱基督和他的儿女们啊，永恒的神呐、啊，求你饶恕他们。尽管他们是教会的会员，是地上身体的肢体，愿他们现在就把属血气的死刑抛开，竭力尽到完全的地步。主啊，求你恩准。
May they come to the perfect one and receive Him as their propitiation for their sins, that He might stand as a perfect sacrifice for a guilty man and a guilty woman, and supply them with His grace of love and peace until they come into the presence of God.To live forever. Grant it, Father.
愿他们来到完全的那一位跟前，接受他作为他们犯罪的中保，以便他能成为犯罪的男人和女人的完美的祭物，把神仁爱和平的恩典供给他们，直到他们来到神的面前得永生。父啊，求你恩准。
While we have our heads bowed, if there be such a one that would like to swap.A carnal life of ordinances, of baptisms, of sensations, of little carnal things like that, for a real heart full of real love, that you could walk up to your bitterest enemy, put your arms around him and say, Brother, I pray for you. I love you.
让我们低着头。如果这里有这样的人，想把守圣餐、洗礼、感情冲动等属血气的生命，换成一个充满真爱的心，以便能走到你最怀恨的敌人面前，拥抱他，并说：“弟兄，我要为你祷告，我爱你。”
If you'd like to swap that experience of carnal things for a real experience of love, would you raise your hand to God and say, "God, take me tonight and make me what I should be"? I'll pray for you right from the pulpit here. Would you desire prayer? Raise your hands.
如果你想把那属血气的经历换成真爱的经历。请你向神举起手说，神呐、啊、今天晚上就接纳我，把我造成我本来应该的样子，我要在讲台上为你祷告。你想要这样的祷告吗？请举起你的手。
God bless you back there, sir. God bless you, brother. Someone else. God bless you, sir. I have been in the church for years. God bless you, sir. God bless you here, brother. God bless you back there, little lady.
后面的那位先生，神祝福你。弟兄，神祝福你。还有吗？先生，神祝福你。我在教会里已经很多年了。先生，神祝福你。这位弟兄，神祝福你。那边的女士，神祝福你。
I will ask God to make me peaceful. Are you real raging? Are you out of sorts? Do you doubt? Do you toss about? Do you wonder whether it's really right or not?
我要求神使我平安。你很爱发怒吗？你与众不同吗？你怀疑吗？不稳定吗？你很想知道究竟什么是对，什么是错吗？
When you come to Christ, do you come with a full assurance, a heart full of love? You walk up to Him without one fear, saying, I know that He's my Father.
你来到基督面前，心里是不是充满确信和爱？你能毫无畏惧地来到他面前，说，我知道神是我的父了吗？
And there's no condemnation. You pass from death unto life. You know it. And you notice your life. You're loving. You're forgiving. You're gentle. You're peaceful. You're meek.
再不会被定罪。你已经出死入生了。你是知道的。你注意到你生命的改变。你是仁爱的，饶恕别人的，恩慈的，和平的，温柔的。
All these fruits of the Spirit accompany your life day by day.And as soon as you do anything wrong, oh my, just as soon as you come to your mind you've done wrong, quickly you make it right. Right then, don't wait another minute. Go right then and make it right. If you don't, well, you don't have the Spirit of Christ.
圣灵所有的果子每天伴随着你的生命。当你做错了任何事，哦，我错了，我做错了，一想到做错了，你立刻就会纠正过来，不会多等一分钟。马上纠正过来，如果不是这样，就说明在你里面没有基督的灵。
You might be a good woman. You might be a good man. You might be well thought of in the church. You might be well thought of in the neighborhood. But have you went on to that perfection, to that place to where you're wholly trusting in Christ?
你可能是个好女人，你可能是个好男人，你在教会里可能名声不错，你在邻居中可能名声不错，但是你进到了那完全的地步，进到了那完全信赖基督的地步了吗？
And by this give you the seal, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and God gave him the seal of circumcision as a confirmation.
凭着这点，神给你一个印记，亚伯拉罕信神，因此而被称义，神给了他割礼的印记作为一个确据。
Now, you say, I believe God, I made a confession, but did God give you the seal of the Holy Spirit back on your life? Of love, joy, fruits of the Spirit to prove that you've been saved?
你说，我信神，我认过罪，但是神在你的生命里给了你圣灵的印记吗？就是仁爱、喜乐等圣灵的果子，来证明你得救了。
If he hasn't done that, then he hasn't recognized your faith yet.You just made a confession. He hasn't accepted it. There's something wrong. Would you like to receive him then? Raise your hand if there's someone else before we pray.
如果他还没有那么做，那就说明他还没有接纳你的信心。你只是认了罪，他还没有接受你的认罪，那就表明有某件事不对劲。你愿意接受他吗？在我们祷告之前，若有这样的人，请举起你的手。
God bless you, young lady. God bless you back there too.God bless you. Or someone else? Just before we pray. All right. God bless you. Back there, sister. God bless you, brother. God bless you, brother. God bless you, my brother. That's right. Some 10-15 hands has been up. Now let's pray.
年轻的女士，神祝福你。神也祝福你。后面那一位，神祝福你。好的，在我们祷告之前还有吗？好的，后面那位姐妹，神祝福你。弟兄，神祝福你。弟兄，神祝福你。我的弟兄，神祝福你。是的。大概有10-15人的手举起来了，现在让我们祷告。
Blessed Lord, at their seat they're finding an altar. It's at their seat where they're sitting now that you spoke to their hearts that they're wrong. It's at their seats that you've put a desire in their heart that they long to be more like Jesus.
可称颂的主啊，他们在他们的座位上寻找祭坛。那祭坛就在他们的座位上，就是他们现在所坐着的地方。你向他们的心说话，指出他们的错误。在他们的座位上，你已经在他们的心里放进了一种愿望，就是渴望更像基督。
They want their life changed. They want to be meek and humble. They want to be gentle and full of patience. They want to be long-suffering, forbearing.
他们想要他们的生命改变，他们想要温柔和谦卑。他们想要恩慈和克制，他们想要忍耐和包容。
They want to be so Christian-like, so Christ-like, till the world will say as you go down the street, that man's really a Christian, that woman's really a Christian. Oh, they're the most gentle, meekest, sweetest people.
他们想要像个基督徒，像基督那样。直到当他们走到街上时，世人都说，那个人真是个基督徒，那个女人真是个基督徒啊，他们都是最恩慈、最温柔、最甜蜜的人。
Grant it, Lord, that they will receive that experience tonight. May they never rest upon their church ability, upon their affiliations with any church, any denomination.
主啊，求你恩准他们今天晚上就领受那样的经历，愿他们永远不要靠着教会的能力，不要靠着与其他教会或教派的关系。
Or neither upon...their emotions upon any fantastic such as emotionally something has happened may they shout in spoken tongues or something else
或靠着他们的感情幻想以及所发生过的那些情绪化的事也许他们喊叫过说过方言或者做过类似的事
Oh eternal God let them not try to trust to get to heaven on that for we've seen it so many times miserably failAnd you said it would fail. Where there's tongues, it shall cease. Where there's prophecy, it shall vanish. Where there's knowledge, it shall vanish.
永恒的神呢、啊、 让他们不要试图依赖那些东西进天国，因为我们见过如此之多悲惨的失败先例。你说过那会失败的，说方言之能终必停止，说预言之能终必归于无有，知识也终必归于无有。
Over all these things are even gifts, miracles of healing, they shall all be done away with. Only that divine love shall last.、
哦、所有这些东西，医治的神迹等，都是恩赐，他们总会归于无有的，唯有神的爱是不止息的。
God create that in their heart and let them know that that is the spirit that brings forth the fruits. Do it just now, Lord, while we wait on thee, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
神啊，请你把爱创造在他们心里，让他们知道是那圣灵所结的果子。主啊，现在就成就吧，我们等待着你。我们奉耶稣的名这样祈求，阿们。
Balls of fire flying.And to see、turtle doves going back and forth through the building. To see Christ come in with thorns in his hands and in his... Oh, did you know that's the Antichrist set up?
Yeah. 什么火球飞舞了，看到斑鸠在建筑物里飞来飞去，看见基督双手带着刺伤走来，在他啊，你们知不知道那是敌基督的阴谋吗？
He said when these things begin to come to pass and look up, your redemption's drawing nigh.Then that's the reason I like to press every minute I can to the church and get you solid.
耶稣说，当这些事开始应验时，你们就当挺身昂首，因为你们得数的日子近了。那就是为什么我喜欢把我能腾出来的每一分钟都用在教会里，以坚固你们的信心。
Brother Neville may not always be with us. I believe Brother Neville to be a good sound gospel teacher. We don't know what will wind its way into this pulpit.And when it does get here, my sheep know my voice.
内威尔弟兄不会永远和我们在一起。我相信内威尔弟兄是一个善良真正的福音教师。我们不知道什么样的教导会侵入这个讲台。如果有这样的事发生时，我的羊认识我的声音。
Stay with that word. Don't you never leave that word. You stay right with it.Stand fast in the liberty where Christ has made you free.
持守这道，永远不要离开这道。你们要牢牢地守住它。你们要站稳在基督使你得自由、得释放的真道上。
Be not entangled in all those yokes of bondage and so forth. Stand fast and stand free. God will bless you. We have nothing in the world to fear about.
不要卷入那些捆绑之中，稳固地站着，自由地站着。神会祝福你的，这世界上没有什么东西能使我们惧怕的。
You're always wondering. I know these people come to be prayed for. They'll sidle into the line. Next time they see a Keeley campaign, they'll go into this line. They'll go into this line.
你们总是摇摆不定。我注意到人们来要求祷告，他们会偷偷地溜进祷告队伍里。下次他们看见另外一场医治聚会，他们又会偷偷地溜到那个队伍里。
I don't condemn them.They're trying to find relief, but they're going the wrong way. You're doing vice versa what God said not to do.
我不责怪他们，他们试图要得到解脱，但是他们的行事方法是错误的。你在做神叫你不要做的事。
See, when you walk up boldly to the throne of grace and believe that you asked, you shall receive. Stay with it. That's the way it's done.Not just trot from mission to mission, from church to church, from campaign to campaign.
明白吗？你坦然无惧地走向施恩宝座，相信你所求的必得的，你就持守着它，那是你应该做的，而不是从一个布道会跑到另一个布道会，从一个教会跑到另一个教会，从一个复兴会跑到另一个复兴会。
Well, they made these healing campaigns like a bunch of nonsense. Certainly they have. It's become...To a place where intelligent people, they look around and they wonder what's all about. Their God don't want those things.
他们把那些医治聚会当作毫无意义的活动，的确是这样。他们是那么做的，甚至到了一个地步，连那些知识分子也注意到他们的所作所为，并怀疑这类的聚会。神不要那些东西。
Healing don't have to be in campaigns. Healing should be in every local church. All these gifts operating, but don't go to seed on those gifts.
医治不一定要在大聚会里，医治应该在每一个地方教会里，在神的恩赐运行之下。但是我们不要去强调那些恩赐。
Don't pay attention to the gift. If God wants to use you for something, He'll do it. But look after the giver.
不要注重恩赐。如果神想要为某事使用你，他会做的。但是我们要寻求的是那赐恩赐者。
Martin Luther once said, after speaking in tongues, he was asked why he didn't preach it. He said, if I preach that, my people will go after the gift instead of the giver.
Amen.
Right.
有一次马丁路德说方言之后，别人问他为什么不传讲说方言的事，他说，如果我传讲他，我的会众就会追随那恩赐，而不是追随那位赐恩赐者。的确是这样的。
Moody one time speaking and began his preaching so under inspiration he spoke in tongues. He said, God forgive me for muttering foolish words. Certainly. See?
有一次穆迪在讲道，他讲道讲得如此的富有灵感，以至于说起了方言。后来他说，求神饶恕我叽里咕噜地说了一些愚蠢的话。的确是这样，明白吗？
And, they had those things. We believe those things.But they must be put in their place, and there must not be set as evidences. There's not one thing left in the Bible as evidence of the Holy Ghost, only the fruits of the Spirit. Find out any place that Jesus said so. Yes, sir.
他们有过那些恩赐，我们相信那些恩赐，但是他们必须被安置在合适的位置，并且不应该作为领受圣灵的凭据。在圣经里，没有任何别的东西能作为领受圣灵的凭据。唯有圣灵的果子，你能找出耶稣在哪里说过其他别的吗？你找不到的，先生。
The evidence of the Holy Ghost is the fruit of your spirit. Jesus said so. By their fruit you shall know them.
圣灵的凭据就是圣灵的果子。耶稣说，凭他们所结的果子就能认出他们。
And the fruit of the spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, peace, gentleness, meekness. And the fruit of the enemy is enmity, hatred, malice, strife, and so forth. That's the fruit of the enemy.
圣灵的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。敌人的果子呢，就是敌意、仇恨、怨言、纷争等等，那是敌人的果子。
So you can judge by the way you're living where you're standing with God. If your whole heart is in love with Him and you love Him and are gentle and live with Him daily, you know you pass from death unto life.
所以你可以凭着你生活的方式来判断你是否站在神的这一边。如果你全心全意地爱他，你爱他，你是温柔的，每天与他同行，你就知道你已经出死入生了。
If it isn't and you're otherwise,You're just impersonating a Christian. That's right. Which all carnal impersonations will certainly be exposed. We know that.
如果你不是那样，而是别的什么样子，你就只是在模仿基督徒。是的，一切属血气的模仿肯定都会暴露的。我们知道那一点。
So, don't live that kind of a life. You don't have to. Why would you accept the substitute when the whole skies are above are full of the good and the real? Certainly.Let me take God. That's what I want. Amen.
所以，不要过那样的生活。你没有必要那么做。当天空充满着完美、真实的东西时，你为什么还要接受一个替代品呢？确实如此。让我拥有神，那是我想要的。Amen.
Now, did anybody come to be prayed for? If they did, raise your hand. We had the healing service this morning. I suppose then...This lady here? All right, sister, would you come forward, Dan? Mm-hmm. Our brother elder here come now for the anointing?
有要求代祷的吗？如果有，请你举手。我们今天上午举行了医治聚会，我估计，哦，在边的这位女士，好的，姐妹，你能上前来吗？我们的长老弟兄能不能来抹油？
照在我身上，让从公义而来的光照在我身上。
Isn't he wonderful? Let's just bow our heads real quietly now. Just shine on me again now. Come on now. Everybody go, shine. Just worship him in your soul now. Getting quiet. The healing service is coming on.The message is over, let's worship.
它不是很奇妙吗？让我们非常安静地低下头，再唱一遍，照在我身上。每个人都继续唱，照在我身上，在你的魂里敬拜他，明白吗？要安静。接着有医治聚会，讲道已经结束了，让我们敬拜。
Let the light from your lighthouse.Shine on me, oh shine on me, Lord, shine on me, let the light from the lighthouse shine.To be like Jesus, on earth I long to be like Him. All through life's journey, from earth to Such a beautiful light. Come where the dewdrops of mercy are bright. Shine all around us, day and night. Jesus, the light.Of light proclaim Jesus, the light of the world. Then the bells of heaven will ring. Jesus, the light of the world.
让从公义而来的光照在我身上，主啊，照在我身上。照在我身上，让从公义而来的光照在我身上，让我像耶稣，让我像耶稣啊！我在地上渴望像耶稣，从地上到荣耀的途中，我只求像耶稣。我们要在美丽的光中行走，来到那仁慈的露珠闪烁的地方，日夜都照着我们。耶稣世上的光，所有光明的圣徒都宣称耶稣世上的光，天上的钟声要敲响，耶稣世上的光。
Receive us, Lord, as we worship thee.
主啊，当我们敬拜你的时候，请接受我们。
We walk in the light, beautiful light, come where the dewdrop of mercy are bright. Shine all around.
我们要在美丽的光中行走，来到那仁慈的露珠闪烁的地方，日夜都照着我们耶稣世上的光。
Don't you just love that scouring out? You feel good, raise your hand. There's something about those old-fashioned songs, the old-time hymn. I'd rather have them in all these new worldly songs put in Christian churches. I like that old time. I like...
难道你不爱那被洁净的感受吗？你感觉好吗？请举起你的手。那些古老的诗歌，那些古老的赞美诗，他们有特别的吸引力。在基督教会里，我更喜欢那些古老的诗歌胜过那些熟识的现代诗歌。我喜欢那些老歌，我喜欢。
Jesus, keep me near my letter.
我心依傍十架，多好啊！再比有生命权，基督宝血已流出，洗我万众罪前。十字架，十字架，永是我的荣耀。我中罪都洗清洁，唯靠基督宝血。
I could go out of the world pretty easy when that's been saying, couldn't you?How wonderful. Has it all settled? You know, I'm glad I done settled it all up, aren't you?
在唱着这些老歌的时候，我能轻易的离世而去，难道你不觉得吗？多么奇妙啊！问题全都解决了吗？你知道，我很高兴的，我全解决了，难道不是吗？
The old accounts all settled. Long time ago, I told you,Lord, I don't want any trouble down at the river. I want to be sure now. I want to know Him. I want to know Him.
过去的欠债早就还清了。我告诉他，主啊，我不想在河的那一边还有麻烦。我想现在就弄清楚。我想要认识他。我想要认识他。
There's a big dark pit set before every one of us. We're headed that way.Every time our heart beats, we're closer and closer. But when I get there, I don't want to squirm like a coward. I want to wrap myself in the robes of His righteousness. Enter into it, knowing this, that I know Him in the power of His resurrection. That when He calls, I'll come out from among the dead.
在我们每一个人的面前，有一个又大又黑的深渊，我们正朝着那里走。我们的心每跳动一次，我们就离他更近一步。但是当我到了那里时，我不想像懦夫一样的胆怯，我要披上他公义的衣袍，进到里面，认识到这一点。我知道主复活的能力，当他呼唤时，我就会从死里复活出来。
My faith looks up to thee. Let's sing it now.
啊，让我们来唱我们的信心仰望你这首歌。
My faithLooks up to thee now.
我的信心仰望你，哥哥他的羔羊。哦，神圣的救主，请垂听我的祷告，除去我的一切罪孽，让我不再迷路离开你的身边。
A great teacher, as thou hast taught us in thy most marvelous word, our hearts just quiver with a rapturing grace to know that we pass from death unto life is all through the goodness of our Lord Jesus, who called us and has washed us in His blood and has presented us before the throne of God faultless, blameless, for He took our sins. We have no sins.
伟大的教师，你已经用你非凡的话语教导了我们，我们的心因怀着被提的恩典而震动，因为知道我们已经出死入生了。那呼召我们的仁慈善良的主耶稣已经在他的宝血里洗净了我们，送到了神的面前，没有瑕疵，无可责备，因为他已经除去了我们的罪，我们没有罪了。
God laid the iniquity of us all upon Him, and He was wounded for our transgressions. Oh, how we love Him, the great Lamb of God.
神把我们的罪全都放在他身上，他为我们的罪孽压伤，哦，我们多么爱他，伟大的神的羔羊。
And we pray, Father, that you'll give us utterance, expressions that we can tell others that they might know Him too and love Him, for He loves them. Give us this grace.
父啊，我们祈求你给我们说话和表达的能力，好让我们能告诉其他人，让他们也认识耶稣，也爱他，因为他先爱了我们。祈求你把这个恩典赐给我们。
And thank you, Father, for those newborn babies that just come into the kingdom of God. May they find a good church home somewhere, and there serve you until death liberates them from this old body of racked pains and aches, and present them before Him faultless, blameless.In the age to come with eternal life, for we ask it in His name, Amen.
感谢你父，让那些新生的婴儿进到神的国，愿他们在他们的家乡找到一个好教会，在那里侍奉你，直到死亡把他们从这疲惫疼痛的旧身体解放出来，把他们送到神面前，没有瑕疵，无可责备，在将要到来的时代里拥有永恒的生命，我们奉他的名这样求，阿门。